Regai ndiku kwa nsei mangwana nanu muzita raishi wedu Jesu Kristo.
I believe we are all happy to be in the house of the Lord.
No, tenda tose tiri kufara kuva muimba ya Jehovah.
It's not a right to be here, it's a privilege.
Aisi kodzero yedu, asi nyasha.
So, we want to express our gratitude to the Lord.
Toda kutenda chaizo kuna Jehovah.
That he has seen it fit that we be this side of life.
Kuti vanzvionawo zvakakodzera titiri mhirino yeupenyu.
We may be able to have this privilege to come into his house.
Kuti tive nemukana uno wekuti tiungane pamwe chete.
We thank God for all the specials.
Tinoda kutenda Mwari nenziyo dzakataurwa dzaimbwa kuno.
We appreciate the Lord for that.
Tinotenda Ishe zvikuru.
Amen.
Amen.
Before we get into the ministration of the word,
Satasika zvedu paku paridzwa kweshoko.
I want to ask Brother Ben to come and open with a word of prayer.
Cha kumbira Brother Ben kuti vave vativhurirwa nemunamato.
As we bow our heads.
Chikodamisa so wedu.
Let us pray. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, thou most holy and true God alone, you whose name is far above the heavens.
Yes, Lord.
Even Solomon said, the heavens, they cannot even contain you, for thou art great.
Amen.
This morning we are so privileged, Lord, to come once again before your holy throne of mercy and
grace. Yes, Lord.
Lord, to come to your very table to feast as kings.
Amen.
And dine as your guests. Heavenly Father, we are just committing the preaching of the word into your hands.
Amen.
Our precious brother, we know him, is just a man. But thou art God. Oh, yes, Lord God Almighty, speak this morning to us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, through your word, which alone, Lord Jesus Christ, can quench the fire.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Word alone, Lord, which can stop the mouth of lions.
Thank you, Lord.
Your word alone, Lord, that can solve each and every problem that we have.
Mm.
May it be spoken this very day.
Yes,
let all
Lord.
Evil spirits, Lord Jesus Christ, be cast out by your very word.
Amen.
May your children be set free. Lord, may the sick
yes,
be healed.
Lord.
Them who want the Holy Ghost, may they receive it. And dear God Almighty, may each and everyone receive their portion.
Hallelujah.
Come, my Lord. Manifest
yes,
your very power.
Lord.
And even in my hands, Lord, I have an envelope from your believing child.
Mm.
Lord God Almighty, I bless this envelope that the contents therein is your desire, the desire of your child. May
yes,
they receive
Lord.
It, Lord.
Amen.
Father, may the purpose for which was brought forth, may it be granted through your message and your grace.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, we tell you this morning that we love you. We appreciate you. Have your free course amongst us today. Speak, my
yes,
Lord,
Lord.
And the bride is going to hear. We bless your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We go straight away to God's word. I want to appreciate Brother
Makwinye
for opening the way that we can be able to fellowship around God's word. Exodus chapter 4.
Amen. Exodus chapter 4.
We read the scripture that we read last time.
Tiri kuverenga gwaro. Rataka verenga nguwa ya pura.
So that the Lord willing,
we may
be able to finish off what I just gave a little background to. And the Lord helping me,
Mwari
vachitibatsira zvavo, I will try to speak little and read more.
Ndichataura zvishoma, asi ndichiverenga zvakawanda.
Because the scripture tells us
nekuti baro rinotiudza kuti
that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel,
nemazuva ezvi remutumwa wechinomwe,
we want to hear that voice.
Tiri kuda kunzwa izvi iroro,
because in it is rapturing faith.
Nekuti muzvi iri ndo munokutenda
kuti in it we get the kind of life that we must lead.
Muzvi iri tinowana zvinhu zvatinoda,
and it helps us know what we must do, when we must do, where to do it, how to do it, and so on.
Izvi iroro kuburidza naro tinokwanisa kuzva kutoita chii munguva ipi papi zvese.
Amen. Exodus 4, verse 19.
Exodus 4, 19.
And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, Go return into Egypt, for all men are dead which sought thy life.
Zvino Jehovha vakati kuna Moses ari ku Midian, enda udzokere hako, nokuti vose vaitsvaka kuraya upenyu hwako vafa.
And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand.
Zvino Moses akatora mudzimai wake nevanakumana vake akavakwidza pambongoro iye akatora tsvimbo yaJehovha muruoko rwake.
And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go.
Zvino Jehovha vakati kuna Moses, Tarira kana wakuenda kuna Pharaoh, enda unoita minana yose yandikakuudza kuti ugoita. Asi, ini ndaita kuti mwoyo waFarao uome uye haangatenderi vanhu kuti vabude.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word.
Ishe varipapadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo. Ngatigarei pasi.
Sometimes we wonder why the Lord does things the way He does.
Dzimwe nguva tinotoshamisika kuti ko Mwari sei vachiita zvinhu nezvavanoita nenzira yake.
He is sending Moses to Egypt.
Vari kutuma Moses to Egypt.
And he tells him some of what he is going to expect to meet.
Oh, the Moses kuti uchazogona kunosangana nezvimwe zvinhu izvi.
He says, I have created an opening for you to perform miracles and wonders before the king of Egypt.
And Moses ka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ndakuitira kuti ukwanise kunoita mashura nezviratidzo.
But I will harden the heart of Pharaoh.
Asi mwoyo waFarao ndichauomesa.
And he is the man who is supposed to let go the children of Israel.
Asi iye Farao wacho ndiye ane mvumo yokutendera vana veIsraeri kuti vabude.
He is the man upon whom and to whom Moses must perform the miracles.
Murume anonzi Farao uyu ndiye anofanira kuti Moses akasvika pamberi pake oita zviratidzo nemashura.
And he is the man to whom God is going to harden the heart.
Ndiye munhu achaomeswa mwoyo wake naMwari.
Why does God do things that way?
Mwari vanomboita zvinhu izvozvo nenzira iyoyo sei?
To prove He is God.
Kungoratidza kuti ndini Mwari.
To prove the impossible will be made possible.
Kungoratidza kuti zvinonzi hazvigoneke zvinokwanisika.
So when God does anything,
Mwari kana vakubata chero chinhu,
let us remember to begin with, He knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end.
That is the way kuti Mwari anoziva pazvakatangira nepazvinoperera magumo kubva kumavamba.
Before you started looking for a wife,
iwewe usati watanga kutsvaka mudzimai.
Before you started looking for a husband,
iwewe sister usati watanga kutsvaka murume.
God knew who your husband, your wife
Mwari aitoziva kuti wako ndeuyu.
Your wedding had gone through and was completed.
Munamato wako mchato wako akanga watoitwa.
And God had given you the children He was going to be giving you.
Mwari anga atoverenga vana vako kuti ava ndo venyu.
You don't know about all that, but before God it's all laid out clear and finished and complete.
Iwewe unenge wakadzimira zvako hautomboziva kuti zvii zviri kuitika.
The reason why we wonder and we speculate is because we don't see the full picture. That's why God always calls upon us to put our full trust in Him. When we do that, tinopa Mwari zenze.
We actually exalt
we
God.
We bless God where He belongs. And He will be happy we have done that. And He will prove to us that He is our God and He is on our side. How many love to be on the Lord's side? How many love to be on the devil's side? Praise be to God. So when we look at our situation, whether at home, whether at work, in the neighborhood, at church, anywhere, before we get to realize the conclusion of whatever situation it is or circumstance it is, God has the whole picture. He knows how things will begin. He knows how things will end. But sometimes we fret, we wonder, we worry, and we don't know what. Are we going? Are we coming?
Zimwe nguva tino parapatika, tigo zvingurudzika, tigo gaya, tigo gaika, tigo shaya kuti tiri kuenda kupi, tiri kubva kupi.
It's like we are a set of orphans.
Zvinoita kunge tiri vana murambiwa nherera.
We have no father in our life.
Vana murambiwa vasina baba nherera, tisina baba kana amai.
But remember, there is a God
who
administers each and every step that each one of us takes.
Vano ronga nano yoga yoga yatinotora mumwe nemumwe.
Our steps are counted.
Tsoka dzedu dzinotungamirwa.
And he knows them all.
Vano zviziva zvese.
Let's learn to trust in him.
Ngativimbei naJehovha.
Let's learn to lean on him.
Ngati zororei pana Ishe.
Not on our own understanding.
Kwete pakunzwisisa kwedu.
If we do that,
tikadaro,
leaning on God,
takazembera pana Jehovha.
The prophet tells us,
prophet anotaurira,
it is unlimited.
Hazvikwani.
What God is able to do with us and among us.
Hazvitaurwe naMwari pakati pedu.
But sometimes we want to take things into our own hands.
Dzimwe nguva tola kuti tola kuzvionera.
And manipulate things.
Toedza kutamba tsoro.
And yet there is a God in heaven who is in charge.
Asi Mwari vari kumusoro kudenga ndo vari kuronga.
Don't forget that.
Sakanganwe izvozvo.
He started this work.
Mwari ndo vakatanga
basa. He started the salvation in your life.
Ndo vakatanga riponeso mupenyu wako.
And the word tells us,
shokororo taura
kuti, he is the author and finisher of our faith. So we'll never be lost along the way. We'll never be lost in the desert. We have a God who starts and finishes whatever he starts. And he cares for us.
Amen.
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 May God help us. So we find God. He always creates space for his children. Remember the title of our message. God creates space for repositioning. We were born wrong. We grew up wrong. We were taught wrong until we met the Lord. Then he started correcting us. But the sad part about human nature is we don't want to be corrected. Nobody likes correction, and yet with correction. Then you move the right way. In the first place, the way we were born is wrong. So God has to work with us and position us where we are supposed to be so that we can accomplish His will.
Mwari, ndova notofanira kushanda nesu. Vashanda nesu votisa panzvimbo yedu kuitira kuti vadzidzise kuda
kwavo. Throughout the Bible,
mbhaibheri rose,
God creates space for His children to accomplish His will.
Mwari vanotogadzira. Vanogadzirira vana vavo nzvimbo yekuti vazadzise kuda kwavo iwo Mwari.
He put an Eden.
Vakagadzira Eden.
Took an Adam and Eve, put them there.
Ndobva vatora Adam naEva ndokuvaisa mupenyu.
What was the Eden for?
Eden ranga rechi.
Space for his children.
Ndo nzvimbo yakagadzirirwa vana
to accomplish God's will.
Kuti vazadzise kuda kwaMwari vari imomo.
He took Abraham.
Vatora Abraham.
He went among the kings.
Akaenda pakati pamadzimba.
And one time in Gera.
He
even lied. But the God who was creating space for his son said, you are trying to take a man's wife. Even though he has lied to you, you are a dead man. And the people around, they feared Abraham because they knew he had a God in his life. When Isaac was born, and Ishmael came around and was overcrowding himself around Isaac.
And
God separated and moved Ishmael away. What was that for? To create space for Isaac. Because through him was to come the royal seed. Through him was going to be born the will of God. Esther. An orphan. Hardly known. But God had a purpose for the life of Esther. And God started working in the house of the king. Gave Vashti an arrogant attitude. And when she was called up to present her beauty before the people, she refused. When she refused, there was an opening. The unknown
Esther
had an opportunity now to come in. She didn't know she was meant for the opening of the space that God had created. Do you know God prepares things for us without us even
knowing?
Without us being aware that God is doing that. That's why we must leave everything in his hands. He will take care of everything.
And
the Bible tells us nations were rebuked because of Israel. God was creating space for his church. The same God who created space for Israel, can't he create space for you? Can he not make an opening so that you walk into it and fulfill the purpose of God for your life? I believe we want to be believers of this word. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Joseph, when he was in jail, God started working away. Before he was sold by his brothers, before they even hated him,
the whole
story of Joseph was complete, anointed, and finished by God. I like that one. That's a good one. DVD Ra Joseph, Rangaraka Pera.
His whole plan was finished.
Even when Potiphar's wife pretended and tried those tricks to have him arrested and jailed.
Bakaezwa papa, namai Potiphar, kunzi Joseph, anga udakundi repa.
Little did she know, she is actually helping propel and turn the wheels of Joseph's life to be fulfilled for the will of God.
My Potiphar.
Yes, that's why I like him next to me. Amen.
Amen.
When the king dreamed his dream, the wise men did not know which was left hand or right hand in the dream. They couldn't interpret. Until the God who was creating the space for his son
had to remind a man who had come out of prison. Say, no, the reason why I'm back to my position is because there is a man who was in jail, who still is in jail, who told me about the situation I'm in now.
And
in short, there was Joseph now standing before Pharaoh.
And he
narrated the dream and the interpretation and gave the king what to do. And God gave the king the wisdom to choose the right man to take care of the situation that was coming.
He
says, who then can give us the wisdom, the guidance, but this man?
Let me ask you
a question. Was there any part of Joseph's effort to bring himself before Pharaoh?
Hallelujah. Naiwedwe, Joseph akambokwenya musoro here kana kuumburuka umburuka kuti asvike paakasvika.
No.
Godo.
God in heaven,
Mari, hawa
umusoro kudini, who takes care of those that are abandoned,
vanoga, vanotengeka, vanengwa naye,
those that are unwanted,
vaya vanamurambiwa,
that same God is the one who came down and picked Joseph out of the merry clay.
He is your
God this morning.
He is
your Father this
morning.
Don't feel pity for yourself. Don't feel sorry for yourself. You have a caring Father who watches every moment of your life.
Aikona kungo nunuara. Haikona kungoshupika kana kugaikana. Una baba vari kumsoro kutenga
vanhu vanhu. Don't see anything.
Hapana chinofanana
kutya. Don't see any situation.
Hapana chinhu chinofanana
kutya. Don't see any circumstance.
Haikona kutya mamirire zvinhu.
There is a God who is in control.
Pana Mwari vari baba.
He did that before the world began.
Pana Mwari vari kutungamira vanogara vachitungamira.
He took charge before you were even born, before you. Genealogy was born. Your whole lineage before it was, he was there and he took care of everything.
May
God help me. That's why when David went before
Goliath,
certainly he was the most unfit person to fight that man.
Davida kaiwa karume kandenderekwa kaisa kwanisa kaisingambokodzira kurwisa David.
But God chose him and said, yeah, let him go.
And
he was so anointed to a point that when he went against Goliath,
akanga akazara nechizoro zvokuti akaenda kumberi pa Goliath.
He was so anointed. The Bible says he was so anointed.
David akanga akadhakwa nechizaruro nechizoro.
The Bible tells us when he picked those stones, he walked fast towards Goliath.
And then
he ran towards Goliath, running into death. That was certain death to challenge Goliath. But praise be to Almighty God. A greater than Goliath is here. A greater than Goliath is in your life. A greater than danger is here with us. He stood on the board and he said, peace. Peace still. The winds that were blowing in every direction, they went and they said, never a man. Speak like this man before. And this morning, never a man take in your heart like this man Christ spoke before. That's why he gave you a seat this morning to sit in church and listen to the message of God.
Kuti unzwe atogara, unzwe zvari kutaura.
May God help us along.
Dai Mwari atibatsira mangwanani anu.
The prophet was uneducated.
Profita anga asina kunyatsofunda
zvakanaka. His wife would read him the Bible during the first days of his ministry.
Vaitoverengerwa Bhaibheri nemudzimai wavo pakatanga shumiro.
So ignorant, so unlearned.
Vanga vasina kufunda.
He was. But what circumstance, what situation can limit God?
Naivedwe chinhano chipi mamirire zvinhu api angadzivise Mwari.
Is there anything that can happen?
Pane here tingaitike.
Which would get to a point where God says, now I don't know what to do.
Naivedwe pane mamirire zvinhu here kana zvinhu zvingaitike zvingasvika pakuti Mwari vataura kuti ndapererwa nezano ndakanda mapfumo pasi.
Mwari wosvikapo kuti munoona ndamboedzavo.
And God said,
Now
this situation now
is
out of control. Please help me.
That's when I will close my Bible
and
walk out of church.
Then Buddha church
and forget about worshiping God. If he is such a God. Let me challenge you, church. There is power here. There is power here. Not here. Here. Not here. Not here. He went to a convention and his name was called out to minister one morning.
William Branham.
He's going to give us the morning message. A young Baptist from such and such a place. Can you please come forward? You know the story, he tried to hide.
Wonder. Those who are supposed to do the work,
that's why Moses
they
was stammering and he was saying, no Lord, you know, I can't speak. I stammer and I stutter. God has nothing to do with those things. And he says, who made that mouth? Who made that tongue? It's me. And brother says, I'm not educated. In an educated and scientific age like this, Lord, how can I go with my poor grammar education?
I can't
face this generation. Excusing himself. But what did God say? You are going. Who went to Egypt? It was Moses.
The Moses.
The stammerer, the stutterer.
Uya. Akanga achikakama. Aine chirimi.
Who went to the final and scientific educated age of our day?
Ndiani akatumwa kuchizvarwa chino chema professor nema doctor.
A man who could hardly pronounce his own language.
Munhu akanga achitadza kutaura.
If you are not born again of the Spirit of God, he was breaking the tenses of his own language. And some people backslide and go to hell in the end because the preacher is stammering, the preacher is not eloquent. Since when has God hidden his will in eloquence?
Since when has
since when? He has never been identified with the things that we think this is prolific. He sees it. He is not identified with that. He is not a man. That's why he is God. The way he looks at situations and the way we assess them is completely worlds apart.
I'm about to get there now. No. I said that I do not to talk much. I'm talking again.
I'm now getting lost. And I'm going to talk. But I'm going to talk.
Thanks, man. Talk so much. So, this uneducated man stands before a scientific age and he's still young. Now, don't think I'm preparing a way for a young man, no.
Hey, and this will... Rongera, Mujaya,
who am I? If I should be voting, I don't vote here.
And vote panu,
I vote in Kaduma.
Dino vote la Kaduma. Yafa.
I have no vote here.
And in a vote, and no kanda panu.
Much as I might want to have it,
but
easily looks at the Madikon Ayo in the Nango Garangu.
If you want to choose their deacons, she can't just be an observer. If they need to choose their deacons, I will just be an observer.
To hold the Vasas on Wemson.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
God
bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother. May God guide you in the discharge of your duty. I will pray for you. Don't know, I'm not sure. As far as I can go. But here was the prophet of our generation standing before a scientific age. No education. No proficiency of speech. No strong physical or spiritual background. Nothing. Then he stands there to minister God's word. The rich man. He looked up in hell and he cried. There was no father and he cried. There was no God and he cried. There was no mother and he cried. And he went on and he went on and he went on. And what happened? And the preacher himself cried. And after the service, it was a lineup of pastors and ministers and coming to say, come hold the revival. Come hold the revival in our church. Come hold the revival. Ministers wait to be called. Aiwa.
Because God will be directing your footsteps.
And from there,
by Papa,
God had created such a big platform and opening in space.
Mwari, vakanga wanyato zaruram profita.
And the revival fires were ignited universally, starting from Mishawak. And yet he was trying to hide away. But you can't hide away from God. And from what you are supposed to do. And from what you are supposed to do, you can't hide.
Amen.
Now God has brought us message believers together. We are a church. There is space for us. There is space for you as an individual. Each one has their territory. If you want to take it into adoption, that's still correct. If you want to take this and call it adoption, that's still okay. That's still correct. From one angle. That's still correct. But all I'm trying to say is God has always created space for his children so that they accomplish his will.
This
morning, He has created space for each one of us. As this church is moving, as this church is going, He has space for every one of us. We'll pick some of that.
Amen.
You know, as a church of message believers, you know, God has created space for us among His denominations. They know us. They are afraid of us. Because they know who we are. And they know the oldest of their clergy cannot stand one-on-one with the youngest of the message believers. They know that. They actually say, these people are dangerous. Don't give them time to talk to you. You'll be hooked away and swept off your feet. So don't give them a chance. Amen.
Amen.
We have space. Let's enjoy the space together. Amen.
Amen.
Allow me, as we get started now, to just say you have space, each one. And as we move as a church, the prophet teaches us how to go. You know, in the bylaws, I just brought them in case. He says the following agreements and the operations of the present offices in power at the Branham Tabernacle are compiled below. And these officers need their space in order to operate well.
Ma officers aya vanoda nzvimbo yavo kuti vanyatsoshanda zvakanaka.
Because God has given them a work to do for which before God they are accountable.
Nekuti Mwari ndivo vakavapa basa rekuti vaite ravanopindurira pamberi paMwari wavo.
They need our support.
Vanoda kuti tivatsigire.
These trustees,
these deacons,
they need our support.
Vanoda tsigiro yedu.
They need us to give them room enough for them to operate, to fulfill their mandate in that office.
Vanoda kuti tivape nzvimbo yekuti vanyatsoshanda vakasununguka vachizadzisa kuda kwaMwari muupenyu hwavo.
I will just read this part. He says, it is to enlighten the present members who now attend the worship services at the Branham Tabernacle as to the proper function of each office.
Ndezvekuzivisa nhengo dzega dzese dzinouya paBranham Tabernacle kuti vazive mashandiro anoita hofisi imwe neimwe.
So that we walk in harmony.
Kuitira tifambe murunyararo.
So that we walk pleasing the Spirit of God to dwell among us.
He says
that we may agree as one united body. Understanding each other's position as we work together to forward the kingdom of God. I want to know my position. Every one of us wants to know their position. When we know the parameters within which we are to operate, then we will not go over bounds.
Kana tichiziva migano yedu nepatinoperera, saka hatizoenda kunze.
We will not outgrow our territory. We remain within the confines of the limitations of our space.
Tinenge tichigara munharaunda dzatakatemerwa.
And you will find the prophet saying, I have desired. Maybe let me read that.
Mbrobana wanzoti ndakashuvira regaindi zviverenge.
Right. He says in the message Church Order 63:12.
Church Order
63. He says it's been a long prayer of mine and a desire since a boy.
That's
the desire of the prophet from the time when he was a boy.
To see
the church put in order and kept in order.
Kuona church ichiiswa murongwa. Uye ichigara ichichengetwa iri murongwa yakarongeka.
How do you keep the church in order?
Ungachengete church yakarongeka sei?
Each one at their place.
Mumwe nemumwe achitambira munzvimbo yake.
Then the church is in order. Once one goes overboard, then you have problems already.
Ipapo church inenge iri murongwa yakarongeka mumwe akangopura muganhu wake zvinhu zvaipa.
And he says that's the reason why we have put these bylaws to help the church move right, move the right way so that nobody goes beyond their borders.
Ndosaka takaisa mitemo yepakerekei kuitira kuti mumwe nemumwe azive nzvimbo yake zvinhu zvifambe mumwe.
Right, let's go on.
Tendere mberi.
He says on paragraph 86 in the church order 63, he says,
86,
if they are members of this church, they should take two or three with you and call that that parent into a private meeting into one of the offices. He was talking about children who misbehave and then
kuti vana va brother X vanenge vaita muskanzwa saka hanzi munofanira kutora mubereki wacho neimwe hama moenda muoffice mokurukura.
He says, I don't care who it is, if it's me,
andandabata, kana ndiri ini,
if it's Brother Neville,
kana ari vana Brother Neville,
if it's Billy Paul and his little boy,
kana ari Billy Paul nemukomana wake,
if it's Brother Collins and one of his children or any of the rest of you,
kana ari Brother Collins, kana mumwe wenyu imimi,
who has children who are misbehaving, he says. He says we love one another, but we are duty bound to God and this word.
Hanzi isusu tinodaira pamberi pamwari uye neshoko iri.
Amen.
Amen.
The reason why we will be looking at this a little bit is because whichever office it is that's in church, they must give an account for their office before God.
Office yoga iri muchechi inopindurira pamberi pamwari.
And we want our brothers to enjoy their discharge of duty in those offices.
Tinoda kuti hama dzedu dzifarire basa ravari kuita vari muofisi iwayo.
So it's not only the officers who have space, but the church too has space.
Havasi maofisa chete vane nzvimbo kana space, asi kuti kunyange vatendi vane space woda kana.
The whole church has space.
Church yose ine nharaunda.
So that they too accomplish the will of God for their life.
Kuti mumwe nemumwe muupenyu hwake anozadzisa kuda kwaMwari.
We love one another.
Tichidanana.
But we are duty bound to God in this word.
Asi tinopindura pamberi paMwari neshoko iri.
If it's dog,
kana ari dog,
no matter who it is, we are to call one another in and be honest with one another.
Kana ari dog, tinofanira kudana daidzana, tonyatsotaura nyaya yacho, tonzwa chechakatendeka.
Mwana wange here asina kuteerera, mwana wa brother Collins here, mwana wa dog here, whatever it is.
Is it my child? Is it brother Collins? Is it dog? Brother Branham,
take me to the office.
Brother, endai neni muofisi.
And sit and explain the situation.
Togara pasi.
He says, be honest with one. But you see the prefix there. We must be in love one for another. If I don't love him, I cannot correct him. No matter how much I try, somehow or other, he will resist and refuse my correction because I don't do it out of love for him.
Kana ndisingade hamai, kunyange ndikatoda kuedza kuvagadzirisa, ivo havagamuchire kudzorwa ikoko, nechikonzero chokuti handisi kuzviita murudo.
It has to come out of a loving heart, then that correction becomes bread for children.
Zvinofanira kunge zvichibva kuti kwemwoyo, mwoyo uchidzora hama, kana zvadaro chava chingwa chevana.
He says we love one another and we are duty bound to God and His word. Yeah.
Tinodana
nawe tiripunze. How can God ever deal with us if we are not honest with one another?
Mwari vangashande nesu sei, isu tisinga danani.
How are we going to be honest with Him? See?
Because, you know, kana tisina kutendeka pakati pedu, tingazotendeka kuna Mwari sei.
This is why when a minister stands, he wants to preach nothing other than the word.
Hapana, chimwe chinhu chinofanira kungoparidzwa nemushumiri kana mufundisi kunze kweshoko iri kana akuparidza.
You know it yourselves.
Imi munozviziva.
There are some churches where it's no longer easy to just stand and say, the prophet says.
Haisisiri nyore. Kune mamwe makereke kuti ungakwanise kumira.
Not that they are Catholic, Presbyterian, or whatever denomination. No, no, no.
Hatisi kutaura pamusoro pemasangano.
Message. Churches.
Taakutaura. Churches dzemaridzo.
And those message churches did not go overnight into that state.
Machechaya. Haana kungoverekana. Akuramba makotsi.
They got into that state gradually, sliding in, drifting like Ephesus did.
Zishoma, zishoma. Bichana, bichana. Vakatanga kupinda muzvinhu.
Reasoning around.
Vachimbofunga.
Resisting.
Vachimboramba.
In some cases, outright repudiating the word completely.
Dzimwe nguva vakinyatsoona kuti koti yakavatarisa vobva vaisundira kure.
They don't want what's said there.
Havasi kuda zvavo zviri kutaurwa pane koti.
You know that spirit started in Ephesus and it grew in Smyrna.
Mweya wakatangira paEphesus ukazokombodza paSmyrna.
Let me read it. It grew so strong until the prophet says in the Smyrna church.
Wakakura mweya uyu ukasimba kusvikira muprofita anotipa church.
Page of paragraph 83 says, and this church Smyrna had begun to have a root of bitterness coming up in them because that this church, the main church, the big part, the majority of them always, was hammering against the Holy Ghost ruling in church. And
amen.
They wanted to rule themselves.
Hanzi mweya uyu wakatanga kukura paSmyrna nemhaka yekuti chechi hombei yakanga yakutanga ichirova ichitsokodzera nekutsonda ichidzivisa kushanda kwemweya mutsvene
vachida kutonga ivo
wanting to rule themselves
as believers.
Sevatendi,
we want to be ruled by nothing other than the word.
Isu sevatendi, hapana chimwe
chinhu chinofanira kutitonga kunze
kweshoko. Ndosaka masangano.
We want the Holy Ghost, we want the word to take preeminence in our life.
Toda mweya mutsvene neshoko kuti zviwane ukuru muupenyu hwedu.
If the word says it,
kana shoko richizvitaura,
let everybody say amen.
Mumwe nemumwe ngaati amen.
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 Yeshona amen yacho.
Amen. Yetishona.
Amen.
I amen yakaguta. Amen.
Let's just move on. I'm just trying to say to read a few places.
Get more
but he says the deacons were asking.
But gonna have
you know the 63 church order message was preached
church order. Yakaparidzwa
to brothers.
Kuhama.
The prophet was responding to their questions.
Because
the other two church orders had been preached before. So they were now discharging their duties. So they were meeting situations as they discharged their duties. So the trustees and deacons were asking now. They wanted to check on whether their discharge of duty was right. So he says, now the other question goes on. Now have we misunderstood? Paragraph 89. No, sir, he says. You haven't misunderstood. That's correct. I'm saying it again, the order. He says, in the army, they don't ask you, will you go do a certain thing? If you are in the army, you are compelled to do it. See? And that's the way it is in there. I am compelled to preach the gospel. I am compelled to stand for this, regardless of what any my other men and brethren so forth say about it.
That's my type post.
As a minister.
Brother Ben.
Brother Mdumbo. Be tied there. Do that.
What the word says.
Stand with that. My officers.
You officers.
When we come to the administration of the church, the local assembly.
Stand
on what the word says and moved regardless of who says what.
Mira. Uchita. Zirikuta urane shoko. Zisine kutivan vatikudi. The Lord has helped me on that one.
I'm honest with the brethren.
Do not tend to go ama.
I tell them the truth if they want to know the truth.
Ama kana zikida kuzvacho kwadi ndinotaura.
Ndizo vatende. Let's move. I'm compelled to do this.
Do not gombedzerwa kuti ndiite izvi.
I have the hurt feelings and cut men to pieces, but if I you don't want to be like Oswald, he says.
Kana ndichikwanisa kuti vamwe vanhu varwadziwe nazvo, vamwe vachikanganiswa, wongu zvinodaro.
See? He says, if you can't disagree with a man and things,
kana ukitadza kupesana nemunhu pazvinhu,
and then shake his hand,
mapesana, motadza kugwinana chishano sezvizvizvi,
and still have the same feelings towards him,
motadza. Then
there is something wrong with you.
Saka, pane takatema pauri.
Ndaita maonero angu.
I have had my own attitude.
On whatever it is.
Pane zvaitika.
Brother can himbe voita maonero avo.
And the brother has his own
akasiyana neangu,
which differs from mine.
After we have differed.
Shure kwange tapesana.
If my feelings
kana manziro angu
towards him
kwavaria
change
akashanduka,
there is something wrong not with him but with me.
Pane takatema kwete neava asi neni.
Ngati bate chikristo ivo.
Let us be Christians there.
You must continue loving him. I must continue respecting him. I must continue viewing him. The same way I have been doing before we differed. Where is this coming from? This is coming from church order. Nobody famous. I cannot. That person and a brother Marere Pamonero.
As I move now,
after we disagree, I must be able to embrace him. With the same love I had before we differed. But what normally happens is this.
You know that guy is.
The person and a brother Marere.
If I differ with brother Marere.
Ah, it happens to differ.
If we any okavaya.
My attitude has
changed.
The order of the church says, I must not change my feelings towards
him.
God has no stereotypes.
Mwari, avana vanhu, vanenge mabhiza, anongoramba akati tototo.
Mumwe anoda kuzvina Colgate. Akabata pahuro apa.
Amen.
There is a God. Umanda kuti na Colgate akadzvanya chubune pakati.
Some wants to squeeze gadget when they are
mumwe
amengari
a perfectionist anda kutanga ne nezasi uku mazvira chipukuta chinda nayo mbichana mbichana kuti anyatsoona kuti yasara yakawanda zvakadi.
So that he really sees how it is going.
Those differences are there among us.
Maonere wayo aripo pakati
pedu. You can never make everybody a Daniel Mabugo or a Simon Marairi. You can't do that.
Zvakaita kuti vanhu uite kuti munhu wese.
You can't make everybody a bitch. You can't do that.
Haukwanise kuzviita
kana. There is only one.
Pane mumwe chete. Mumwe chete chete akaita saiye.
Tangoona zvakasiyana.
We have a different in perception.
Sister, ndo zvakaita. Dasina zvizivini.
She's an unbeliever.
Nokuti vasina chubhu nepakati.
Just because she is squeezing toothpaste from the.
Nokuti vasina chubhu nezasi kuno.
Just because she has squeezed it.
Ngavasine nepahuro sezvandinoita.
She must squeeze it right on the neck like I do.
Ina handifariri mhiripiri, saka vanhu vese vanofarira mhiripiri vane unhu hunovava iwe.
I don't enjoy pepper. All those people who enjoy hot pepper, I have got a bitter character. My
we
brother.
Don't want that kind of approach. The word says, don't do that.
So kwariri kuti, Aisha, ngatisadaro.
If you can't disagree with a man bitterly from one side to the other,
kana uchitadza kuti wapesana nemunhu zvachose
and still think as much of him,
woramba uchimubata
as Christ would,
sezvinoitwa naKristu,
then there is something wrong with my spirit.
Pane chakateyama mumweya wangu.
Ndikati vane maonero akasiyana nemaonero avanoitwa naKristu.
If I have a different attitude towards my brother, which differs from the
I
way
don't have
Christ
the spirit of Christ.
Mweya waKristu wacho mandiri hamu.
I hope hatina kutsikwa konzi vakawanda ipapa.
I hope we have not stepped on many people.
Kana tatotsikwa tototendeuka izvozvi.
If your toe has been stepped,
kwete vanwana izvozvi.
The altar is open. Come and repent.
Maringa kuti basi. Handiti chazova nomufundisi pakati pedu.
We are going to have a pastor in our meeting. Yes.
Pamwe handiyo waonga uchida.
Maybe he was not your favorite.
Madikoni aripo nematrasi aripo pamwe handivo waonga uchida.
Maybe the present deacons were there.
Wakatosarudza vaunodavo iwe ndokubva vese varambwa vese.
You had yours and all your deacons couldn't make it.
Majority.
We
ndo yakatora zuva vanhu vakagadzikwa apa vakaodheni wapana.
The majority voted
watch it havasi madikoni angu
and you say
havasi
no,
matrasi
they are not my deacons.
Havasi treasure wanga ndidi.
He is not my pastor. I don't want.
Zvikanzuka saita saizvozvo.
If you don't do like one,
there is something wrong with my
pane chakatama ne experience yangu.
If I am wrong, if you are wrong, repent now.
Kana wakatadza kana ndakatadza altar iripo hatitende okay.
Then there is something wrong with my spirit.
Pane chakatema mweya wangu.
Listen to this now. I haven't the spirit of Christ.
Kana ndine maitire iwayo mweya waKristu mandiri haumo.
Handina.
I don't have it.
Ndinoparidza here evangeri.
Do I preach the gospel? Yes.
Asi ndiri kuparidza ndisina mweya mutsvene.
But I'm preaching outside the spirit, the Holy Ghost. Can you hear me from the balcony? I'm preaching without the Holy Spirit. I am deaconizing without the Holy Spirit.
I'm being a treasurer.
I'm being a Sunday school teacher. Superintendent.
Ndiri baba, ndiri mai, ndiri mwana komana, ndiri tangwe, ndiri gotwe, ndisina mweya mutsvene. If I do it like that.
Kana ndikazviita izvozvo ndiri kunze kwemweya mutsvene.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Let's go.
Andy.
Proverbs 91. Well, Brother Branham, I believe that your teachings is this, that munhu anenge achiti zvamudzidzisaizvi nezvizvi handiwirana nazvo.
Brother Branham, madzidzisiro enyu akadaiso asi haafuti.
All right, brother.
That's true from Jeshua. Let's come together to reason. You and I, we will talk, we will take it ourselves.
We are. Mariano
pass space. What are you doing?
If you can't agree with a brother, sit together
and
with
there
the
is
brother.
A way the prophet says do.
That's
what we are reading now.
There
is a way to do it.
It's
not haphazard about it. We have to have a way, a pattern, a blueprint laid out by the prophet the way he says it must be done. Let's go. He says, we'll take it ourselves, we'll go over here in the room to ourselves, we'll reason it out.
Tokurukura. And you did
and there's no gurukuru wapa ukama.
You in a brotherly kindness.
Correct. He says, and he just cuts me to pieces, and I have to say things back to him. Tirimu serumo, tiritu, tirimu question.
Cutting, cutting and throwing, but we are there behind the scenes.
He says, if in my heart I can't feel the same about him.
Kana mungoyo mangu.
That he is still my brother. And I'm trying to help him. While he is also trying to help me.
The old timers know how we used to do it. And if you hear that the brother is being helped,
the bulldozer
will be really. When we were young,
a person
would be helped. You would really get help.
And that has brought us to be what we are today. We would not call a spade a big spoon. A spade was called a spade.
Paganga pasina, shokurowa imbwa, takavi kampiri.
Those are the details also.
That's what I do.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm just reading what the brother says.
Yes, no, I'm reading
it. Because I'm covering ground. I'm
actually covering ground as I go.
And didn't prove it away.
I didn't come with anyone.
Brother, walk up back to him.
He came from heaven.
Amen. He says, he is still my brother, and I'm trying to help him. Then I will never help him.
And izo kwanisa kumbatira.
There is no way for me to help him.
Nzira yacho yekubatira hama panenge pasisina.
Watadza kuonana nehama, mutarise usingatauri.
You have failed to agree with the brother. Look him in the face.
Hanzadzi, hamai uchiri kuida here.
Just look at him and ask yourself, do I still love
matire awagara uchiita?
With the former love.
Mato pesa na maonero.
After having disagreed.
Takuto arashi Kristu manji.
We are now speaking as Christians.
Chino ende sakudenga.
Christianity which gets us into heaven.
Inini shenga andi basi.
May God help me.
Maka mwani mwanchara uti, I love you all.
If you ever hear
it's
me.
It's not a statement or a speak out
say,
speech.
I love you all. It's not icing the cake, no. God has helped me. I have
living like that.
And
not an enemy can one. I not even a single enemy in my life, unbeliever. Even people who wanted me dead yesterday, I love all of them and I pray for them.
Vanu, vaida kunge vakandivi ganye zuro.
Right, every one of them.
I pray for those who hated me yesterday.
Am I trying to
make myself a saint?
No. You be judges.
He
says, if I don't love him, what's the use of going over there?
Chagai wewe.
Tell him. The first place. First brother. I don't love you. And let me get that out of my heart right here before we go in there.
Brother. Tell that brother. As for me,
and could be.
I hate you.
And because of that,
there
is no point
for
the two of us to go back in that
room. Because
I cannot help
you.
First, I must undo
the hatred,
the dislike that I have for
you
before I can go and be able to be of help
to you.
How many? Sorry to ask this question. How many are going to do that? Thank you for being honest. Some hands went up, some didn't. Thank you for raising your hands to do the word, and thank you for being honest that you are not yet able to do that. There is still space for you to repent. There
is space for you.
He says, before we go in there, because I can't help you until I love you.
And that's
right. And that's the way. See, carry it on.
That's the way to go.
Ooh. You love him? We love what the Lord does among us all the time. Because we know He's right. He's never wrong. Amen. Here's what I feel will help the church.
Yes.
That's why I'm preaching it. Because I believe it will help you, brother, sister. That's what I believe. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be preaching it to you. I believe, first of all, let's get into a moment of prayer. Simple. Forget about who is this or who is that or who is that. Our deacons are enough. Let's get into a time of prayer.
Simple.
Remember, it is very important, a decision. Because he tells us, you want to choose the best to put your soul and your family into it.
Unoda kusaruta akanakisisa waunokwanisa kukumikidza mweya wako nemhuri yako maari.
That's the topmost decision you can make in as far as local leadership of your soul is concerned.
Ndo nongonya yesarudzo yaunokwanisa kuita kana uri pakereke yako.
And you want time to pray about it.
Nyaya yacho inotoda nguva yekunamata.
Ndiri kukubetserai.
I'm just helping you.
Sezva ndinofunga.
As I believe.
Ndakatarisa shoko.
As I look into it.
Zvandinofunga kuti zvinokubetserai.
Which I think can help you.
The church.
As a church.
So that we maintain the legacy that Pastor Chesa left.
Kuitira kuti tisapudze norowondo yakasiwa napasta Jesu.
Just be in prayer.
Ngatine matei.
Pamwe ndinatanga kutaura izvo handizivi.
Maybe I'm the first one to say I don't even know.
Pamwe pane vamwe vakataura.
Maybe others could have said it.
But that's the way I look at it.
Asi ndomaonera andiripita.
Don't matter.
We pray.
Hamene kusvika papi?
I don't know until.
Vanotitungamirira vochizotibvunza.
And those
kuti nhai chechi magadzirira here kuti muchiva nomufundisi hongu kana kuti kwete.
Church, are you ready to have a pastor? Yes or no?
That's me. Proposing to you a roadmap that I believe will help you as a church.
Ndiri kungokubayirai wozani kukupai nzira yandinotenda kuti Mwari vanokwanisa kubatsira church.
Church yoti ehe tagadzirira kuti ah hatisati.
And the church agrees and says yes or we are not here.
Tiri kuchema zvedu.
We still want to mourn.
Musakurumidza kupukuta misodzi yedu.
Don't quickly wipe away our tears. Regai
takadaro timbochema.
Leave us to mourn.
Zviri kwavari. Kana kuti ah
it's up to them.
Ishe vakaita kuda kwavo.
All them is
Muranda wavo ngaita basa.
The Lord has done his work.
Zvanga zvatoperawo.
Yeah, his work was finished.
Tinogona kuchiwana zvedu mufudzi pakati pedu.
We are ready to receive another pastor.
Takadzirira kuti tive nomufudzi.
We are ready to receive the pastor.
Nga itaure iyo church zvainoda.
Let the church speak their condition.
Iyazve ndakutsika ikonzereni.
If I stepped on your toe. Why are you withdrawing your amen?
No, I'm not canvassing for amen, but ndirikuti
manyararirei hama dzangu.
Handina kurashika.
I'm not lost.
Kunikagorashika pa proposal yandirikupai.
Am I lost in the proposal that I'm giving?
Namatai.
Pray.
Mozovunzwa kuti makuda here mufundisi.
And then they will ask you, are you ready to
kana makati kwete munamba minamata kusvika pavanozonzwa kuti regai
tivhunza. You continue to pray until you get to such a point.
Because you want to be identified with the leadership of the church.
Nokuti munoda kuti mumire nehutungamiri wechurch.
And as you will see, it's the church that has the authority.
Sekuona kwatinoita ichechi ndoine mvumo.
Kwete sokuona kwatinoita. Sezvinoreve shoko. Chechi ndimi munozarudza zvamunoda.
As according to the word, it's the church.
Matrasiya yakaiswa ponani.
Who put this trasis?
Andinimi.
It's the church.
Madikona yakaiswa ponani.
Who put this deacon?
Andinimi.
It's the church. Yes.
Zvikanzi mapedza kuvaisa ipapo, imira inavo, nokuti vachaita mamistake, nokuti vanhu.
After you have placed your deacon, then stand with them and support them because they are going to make mistakes.
Because they are human beings. If the president of the state makes a mistake, do we throw him out of office? He says no, we forgive him and we go on here.
Yes.
Trustees, you have misfired. We don't want you anymore. We don't want you anymore.
Achakudai. Bodo.
If I want a mistake, you
they've made a mistake.
Shiva correct I.
Can you correct
them? No, they mama padaya.
Wish you had done this.
They mama padaya.
If you could.
Vano operate zvakanaka.
They will operate peacefully.
But if you kick them left, right, and center.
Ah, timka garam chingwa butura.
The next thing they will do is to be defensive.
Chavano zoita manje. Vanoenda kumadziro zembera nemadziro otanga kuzvidzivirira.
Then you have court fighting against court and verse fighting against verse.
Motanga kunodzura.
Tambita zviri izvo.
Dzura yake verse uku rabva ku verse we are astray.
It's clear what the prophet teaches.
Murapita anodzidzisa zvakanaka. Ndozvandirikutaura.
Amen. Kana church yati hata akuda mufundisi.
If the church now says we are ready,
it's a very important decision. Let the church speak.
Church ngaitenderwe kutaura. Are we together?
Musati tina brother kanhimbe yavo.
Don't say we have brother.
Munovada here kana kuti hamuvadi.
You love him. Do you want him or not?
Ndoita choice pakati pomunhu wandinoona newandisingazivi.
And then I have to make a decision.
Is that a choice?
On one man and the other one whom I don't know.
Is that a choice?
Isarudze.
Kana basa rino iri na brother kanimbe.
If this job belongs to this brother,
you can present him.
Vaunzei kuchechi.
Because it's his work.
Nekuti basa ravo.
Asi kana risiri basa ravo basa iri. Riri remurume uyu.
If this job
vunzai chechi kuti wamoda kuti aite mufundisi wenyu ndiani.
Whom do you want to be your pastor?
Ehe, ndazotika konzi manja.
I am now stepping on your toes.
Yes, look at it in the Bible. Look at it in the Bible.
That is the target. It starts in Bible.
Can I say that? Let the people say it.
If the Lord says, we want this one, and the other, let it come from the people. Ngazi bekuwanu.
Munombo zai rekuti zogu presenta vanu. Pasinari yagavana ne inui. Hashimo muspoke
no. Do you know the issue of presenting men? It's not found in the spoken word.
How's you know Bible?
You don't get it from the Bible.
Afika nari yemuri dziwe church akatanga church. Yes.
If he is the founder of the church, then
alright. Maida kuti mupe church iyo mumwe murume upi zve handiti ndiye murume wayo church iyo.
Whom do you want? Whom can you give the church to? He is the founder. It belongs to him.
Ndizvoka. Afikana founder asisipo. Sezvakaita pastor chese vakaenda.
If the founder is no more there, like our pastor went.
Ndo vakashanda basa rino to be where it was. Maybe
he
was
labor,
40
this
or
is
so.
This is the labor.
I remember church ino ichitanga tiri pa tuzeni pa boni mashau.
I remember when we were in that little
maybe 30 something 40 people.
30 or 40 people vangavari.
Just a handful.
Kangori kaboka.
And the work was done with your support.
Basa rikaitwa netsigiro yenyu.
Vana vachizvarwa.
Children were born.
Vana vachizvarwa.
Children were born.
Vana vachizvarwa.
Children were born.
Murume wechechi achiita basa.
The husband men of the church.
Kereke mudzimai achizvara vana.
And the wife was giving birth.
Ndizvoka.
Isn't that so?
Nastan is the tabernacle.
Now we have got this magnificent tabernacle.
You cannot pick a person.
Haukwani tengo nonga munhu.
And present a person to a woman who has been married.
Wongo uza murume kuti iwe mudzimai chitora murume uyi anga karorwa.
Zvino zvaainda murume wenyu saka modini.
Now that your husband is gone, what are you going to do?
Modo upi?
Whom do you want?
Modo upi?
Whom do you want?
Ano zvisarudzira.
She has got to make an independent decision.
Muno zvisarudzira muno.
You have a right to choose from amongst yourself.
Hapana munhu ane simba pakati pedu. Ina handina simba racho.
There is no man who has got the power.
Ava,
I don't have the power. He does not have the
power. Avo esa,
all his deacons do not have
kana
the power.
Trustee,
even
simba.
The trustees, they don't have the power. That we present this man.
Yes or no?
Munomuda regular faith.
Did you get a choice?
What choice am I making?
Those are guided on Adam. And Mara anakumpindura.
That's what Adam did. God did not answer him.
Akango poor Eve.
Adam was just given without a choice.
And through that woman, that's how he fell.
And
when the Lord came along,
Adam
said,
Adam,
it's the woman you gave me.
I had
no choice. This one or nothing.
Makanditi tora uyu kana kuti ugara wakadaro.
Uredzi ndi munonditi ndisarudze munhu uyu.
How can you make me to choose this man
between him and the unknown?
Munonditi ndisarudze uyu neumwe handisiri kuziva.
Ha. That's a very difficult choice if you would call it a choice.
Musho waiwe zvakaoma kusarudza aripo newe usingadzive.
If Sister Chesa were to get married.
Like somebody Sister Chesa dai vairorwa. And we take a man.
Hey, my mfundis.
My mfundis.
Tawai ne murume.
We have put this man here.
Munomuda here, kana musinga muritona zvokuti.
Do you love him? Or if you don't, we think otherwise.
Kuti ini ndashaiwa pfungwa here.
Do I not have a choice of my own?
Uye ini handizivi zvandinoda nezvandisingadi here.
Are you saying I don't really know what I want and what my likes and dislikes?
Ndikauya nemunhu ndoti vakanhimbe ava kunhaifundisimashaiwe demangotibvunza kati taure tega watinoda.
We give you our choice.
Apa ndiri kutaura roadmap yangu ndini.
I am just giving my roadmap.
Asi zviri mushoko tichaverenga tese.
I'm taking it from
we will read it together.
Amen.
We will read it together.
Tichaverenga pamwe.
Ndo zvakataurwa nomuprofita.
That's what the prophet says.
Zvikanzi sovereignty zvinoreva majority yechechi.
Kuzvimiririra kwechechi zvinoreva huzhinji hwechechi.
Pari munoziva chirwere futi chiripo.
Do you know this disease?
Chirwere chiripo.
The disease that's prevalent.
Ukanonga munhu.
If you present a man.
Ndini ndavanonga ndikavaita.
I have picked him and placed him.
Mangwana ndinenge ndichivatosa.
The following day I'll be tossing the man.
Ndinenge ndichivaita zvandinoda navo.
I will do as I please.
Nemhaka iyi nokuti ndevangu.
Why? Because he is.
Ndini ndakavaisa ipapo.
I placed him.
Saka ndinoita zvandoda navo.
I will do what I want.
And he has to toe the line.
He anofanira kutoka.
Whether I like to it or not.
Achida singani.
Because ndinoo that.
By the way.
Makanganwa here.
Lest you forget. Lest you forget.
Makanganwa.
Lest you forget.
And I'm talking about what I know about.
It's not imagination.
That's
the reality of what happened.
That's why God never wanted his children to be led by a hand-picked person.
Dr. Mwari, vatina kumboda, kuti vana vavo vatungamirirwe, nemunhu asarudzwa nevanhu.
Hamuna mweya mutsvene uyu.
You tell me you are we are void of the Holy Ghost.
Atina mweya mutsvene kubhavukoni.
We don't there is no Holy Ghost in the
Tinao.
We do have the Holy Ghost.
Saka mweya mutsvene weyo hauzivi.
You tell me that the Holy Ghost is ignorant.
Tichitanga.
When we start.
Shoko ra Mwari rataura kuti Mwari unonyatsoziva picture yacho yese.
The word of God told us.
Mwari wacho mweya mutsvene urimo kuvanhu imomo.
God has got the Holy Ghost in the people.
Give them their space to speak.
Vapei nzvimbo yavo nemukana wekuti vataure.
Vataure. Hamuzota. Vakangotipa vamakwinyi.
You will not end. Parizoramba sei. Brother Makwinyi just gave us.
Ah.
No.
Unenge ungofunga kuti zvino ivo vazovaunzire vanga vambofungauka.
You will start saying, oh, by the way, if they have presented him, they would have.
Vangotiunzira vanhu kuti ndo vavafunga kana kuti vanamatawo.
Maybe they've just prayed. That's why they've brought this one.
Ah, that's what I'm doing. Katipambi. He says, I've desired to see the church in order. Saka zvadaro, church yanokundiswa tofamba.
And we choose the pastor and we go.
We go. Mwari unofara nezvakadaro.
And God will be happy with us.
He says, these things which I say is essential and must be carried out in this manner in the Branham tabernacle for it to prosper in the Lord.
Izvi zvinhu zvandiri kutaura
zvinofanazo
nenzira iyi. Uye kutaura kuti chechi yeBranham ibudirire.
Kuti chechi yeEastleigh ibudirire. Zvinhu izvi.
Church to prosper.
Ngatizvitevere.
We must follow this road. If we don't follow this, this church will not prosper.
If you don't watch these orders, the thing is going to fall.
And in profita, mungasa cherecheza order iyi. Zvinhu zvenyu zvinoondomoka zvikokita.
Zvinoondomoka, that's the right word.
Crumble and fall.
And if at any time this would be questioned, the person who is in question about it may consult me, not me, the prophet. If they cannot get to the pastor, or they can consult the pastor.
Kana paita nyaya yekuti pane zvinhu zvoda kubvunzwa. Munhu ane nyaya yake ngaabvunze inini, kwete inini, mufudzi.
And these things are scripturally just kept.
Zvinhu izvi ndadarika zvimwe. Zvinhu izvi ndezvemagwaro.
And these things are scripturally, and I believe is the order of the church.
Izvi zvinhu zviri mumagwaro. Ndinotenda kuti ndiyo order yechurch.
Amen. 63 church order, paragraph 7. Now straight to, and I would ask that if ever a time that any of those things come into question, that this tape may be played before the members of this church at your meetings or prior to the meetings, just before the meeting starts.
Easy. Ndiri kuti kana paitika zvinhu chinhano chinenge chaitika, tape ino iyi ngaiplaywe kana iridzwe meeting, prayer meeting isati yatanga kana kuti prayer meeting itangopera muchechi.
Kwete prayer meeting. Service je.
Okay, service.
Sezvangaita sevino.
Like in this.
Kungoramba kuti remind ana nokurangaridzana zvinhu.
Just reminding one another of these things.
Stand this step on and play it. And may the congregation here understand that these men,
the congregation ino, kind is kuti varume ava,
are duty bound to God as their oath in this church.
Vane vanodairira pamberi pamwari imhiko yavakaita muchechi ino,
to help hold these principles.
Vanofanirwa kusimudzira zvinangwa zvinomirirwa nechechi.
My officers happens one office, there is an oath that they are under and they are duty bound and responsible before God as to how they hold their office.
My officers vedu vachipinda muofisi vanopinda nemhiko yavanopika pamberi pamwari kuti vachaitsigira.
You may disagree with them, and if I let you run it, then I will disagree with you.
Iwewe, unogona kuti zviri kuitwa nema officers aya, handikwirirana nazvo. Tobva tatipinda imomo, ndozopesana newe futi.
Wapinza vamakwinye muofisi.
Vodhana
wotadza kuwirirana navo. Tobvisa vamakwinye teisha iwe. Vamakwinye vodzoka vodza handi kuwirirana newe. Tobvisa iwe teisha mu. Are we going? Are we coming? You see, these principles have to be understood and followed the way the prophet just gave them to us. And if our officers make mistakes, we bear with them, we help correct them the way the prophet says correction is to be done.
Zvinangwa izvi zvinofanira kuti zviiswe mucheche. Kana maofficers vedu vakakanganisa vari pabasa, tinotsungirira navo, tichigadzirisana, tichienda hedu.
Yes, we have got to have some source somewhere where there has got to be an ultimatum. And the best that I know, I'm giving it under the Holy Spirit, letting Him be my ultimatum. My ultimate. And let this step be your ultimate on these questions.
Isusu, tinofanange tine, chinonzi chinopedza nharo. Kana tichinge taita, chinhanho chakasiyana. Tinofanira kudzoka, toenda, pane chinopedza nharo chedu, chinova chisiri chimwe chinhu. Kunze kwetepi iyi kana zvaitika ngairiswe
zvatongopera tepi ridzai tepi
play this
pano zvichipa nyaya pano zvichipa nyaya pano zvichipa
apa what does it say here
tiri kuiridza iri pamapepa.
We are playing this tape on the spoken word
neiri electronic
and the one that
tiri kuri dzambiri mbiri
nyaya
dzamwari.
We are using a double barrel gun.
Church order 58:10-07, he says paragraph 64, and now may the Lord bless you all. And I trust that this will be carried out to the very best of your knowledge. And may the Holy Spirit watch over each one of you. And may every officer of the church fill his post of duty.
Zadzisa
nzvimbo yako. That space ya wakanzi operate uri izadze.
Play your place of duty.
Don't underplay it. Don't overplay it. Play with him, but fill it. That's your space.
Don't be yako.
Knowing this, that God is going to hold you responsible for how you held your office in the church.
Mwari vachakupa kuti upindurire kashandiro kawakaita uri muofisi mako muchechi.
Haisi nyaya yokuonekwawo kuti ndiri officer.
It's not of an issue of a showman. Sure.
Haisi nyaya yokuti ndinoonekwawo kuti ndiripo pane vamwe.
It's not an issue of you being a placeholder.
Inyaya yokuti uri panzvimbo iyoyo.
It's an issue of you occupying that space. You are now standing in the gate.
Wauchazopindura pamberi pamwari.
Which you will answer.
Ishenga kuti vatiri ipo.
May God help us.
Each one will have to give an account.
Mumwe nemumwe wedu tichapindurira.
Mumwe nemumwe.
Each one of us.
Maofisa atopa mdropa.
These are the officers.
As this what next space is,
we as believers, we do.
We
are going to answer for our spaces as well.
Amen. Let's move now. Then that is this is now the blessing of deacons 58.
Blessing of deacons.
One. And that is that the first is the blessing some deacons into the church. Why deacons in the first place? God is a God of order, so he puts deacons in place first to keep order and maintain order. Correct. Madiko ndio office mwari anoti ngaitange yavapo pa church kuti zvinhu zvichitanga kufamba ne order.
First, you must place the deacons so that things can move orderly.
I'm glad to come here. That's the first, is the placing some deacons into the church. And our little church here is sovereign.
Chekutanga, church yedu inogadza madikoni, church yedu pano yakazvimirira.
Beautiful. Mukati mimi.
If you say,
hatichadi madikoni aripo.
We don't want the current board of
trustees.
We don't want the current board of trustees.
More voter.
And you vote.
They will
seize their office.
Ah, brother, namu hatichavadi kuma trustee
no kuti. We no longer want to be a trustee.
Zvine ma witnesses.
It's up to you.
Zvine ma witnesses.
Is they've got witnesses.
Ah, hatichadi.
We no longer want our brother.
Imimi munotaura kuti vari kukanganisa vadai 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 vadai.
You say he's doing A B C D wrong.
Ndarai kumba brother namu.
They say okay brother.
Sorry muranda wacho pane zvinhu zvekuti taurike zvazvimusipo.
You stay home. We want to say something in your absence.
Tozokuudzai zvinenge zvabuda ipapo.
And we tell you the outcome.
Nyaya inenge yambodiscuss kwakava chiziva kuti hano. Pamukuda vakaba mari hamenu.
Maybe you left.
Kauti vakadhakwa whatever.
Or whatever he has done, maybe he has done.
Mwoudza kuti hano hama.
We want to tell the church, but in your absence.
We don't want to say church
that our brother has gone through this.
Don't the brother, he is still your brother despite the mistakes.
I go and I go a visitor. My point.
Hey, hey.
He's still a brother.
You're
the issue is deliberate.
You are not in Gativare Gerere.
How many say we must proceed? So that he can go ahead.
Go read Hebrews. You are not Iowa. Gava Zoroyao.
How many say he should rest?
I think
he is.
Vachi Sira Olamwe.
May he give
some time awoko.
Raise your hands.
Poka undwa.
And they counted the vote is
21 vote angativare gerere.
Friend one say we must forgive him.
20 vote ativare gerere.
Friend one say we don't forgive.
Ah, what a tight contest.
And paita makwika akaoma.
Ah, ngati tirirane apa. Ndofunga pane pangoti chedzei something somewhere somehow.
Maybe pana ngo vhiringika
kuva. Aiwa dana.
No.
21. 20 tende ukambata ne 21.
The 20 must repent.
Votoenderera mberi. Amen.
Amen.
Our little church is sovereign.
Church yedu yakazvimirira.
No sovereign here.
That's sovereign.
It doesn't have any denomination or anything to send its deacons.
Hakuna sangano kana imwe institution yatotumira madikoni yedu.
It elects its own deacons.
Church inoi. Inozvisarudzira matikoni ayo.
It elects its pastor.
Inozvisarudzira mufudzi wayo.
It elects its trustees.
Inozvisarudzira matrustee ayo.
It elects everything.
Inozvisarudzira zvese.
That comes in.
Zvinopinda.
And out.
Nezvinobuda.
Of the church.
Muno muchechi.
Izvinofanira kuomberekwa shoko raMwari.
Must give in.
In hand, nothing by.
I have no power. Nobody has got the power.
In don't go as bad as it.
I don't have many. I just come and preach all. I just come for service. And we go home.
Don't know that.
And sleep.
Mbova would go.
And I would flow, and the saliva will get to my this.
Everything that comes in and out of the church.
Joseph no pinda ne kubuda mchechi.
Right. Maybe let's just look at the offices. We basically have trustees and deacons when it comes to like running the church.
Oh,
I said, you know, basically, when you look at running the church, we have trustees and deacons.
But you know, Teresa, Famba kwe church, panenge pane ma trustee ne ma deacon.
Right.
Sorry for that.
That's okay. That's fine. So, allow me to read from the bylaws.
Bylaws.
About trustees, treasurer, and deacons.
Ma
then, to zungu pina ma quotations, edu, chingo na ma space zavo, ne ma shandira avo, to zona njumbo zedu.
And then we also examine our places.
You allow
me?
Praise the Lord. Fine. He says, the office of the trustees. The body of men shall govern the welfare of the church as a business group. They are elected to protect the church in its financial matters. Its business investments and the supervision of its properties and its expenditures. That's their operation space. The parameters of the trustees. They shall strongly consider every move of progress step by step which involves church funds.
Vano nyaso fungitisa nekuongorora program yega yega inechekuita nemari dzechurch.
And by the way, church funds does not include tithes.
Kana zvichinzi mari dzechurch hazvine hadzinei nechegumi chegumi achipa.
Mushoko iri.
In
Bible and spoken word.
In spoken word iri.
Tithes ndedze mufundisi.
Tithes belongs to the pastor. That the Levite.
Full stop.
Zapera.
Muno zakuti vafundisi.
Do you know the pastor?
Sorry, we didn't fundisi.
I happen to be one of them.
Paulo wakati, I magnify mine office.
Huh?
Nitendele nite magnify mine.
Paulo wakati ye, regani bosumu zao office yangu.
Regani bosumu zao office yangu. Muno zaya uti, nema offerings gana mfundisi, itaku matura unu matura shaki.
So, so.
Also, occupy change. Sorry about that. But
I'm seeking something.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Why?
Say.
Nay, Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
Tingatore remun offering.
Can we take offering?
Shiganzi. Amutore remun offering unless you are doing it for your pastor.
You cannot collect an offering unless you are doing it for your pastor. Offering not only Mufundisi way.
He is entitled to the offerings as well.
Mufundisi ane mvumo yekupuwa mpiro.
Imunogonezeka ne handiti
asipo. What's your problem?
Ta, inga zowandisa.
It may be too much.
Mwari wacho akataro zvanga singazive.
Do you think
gona kuwandisa? Aizviziva.
Was ignorant. He knew.
But that pastor,
got a
vision.
If you can peruse through
tithe yacho, ne offering yacho,
and the offering, now that is
placed
upon the pastor.
Oh,
some people are very nice. Oh, this lot.
And if he decides
to open and put things, you will feel sorry for him.
No kushota kuneita mariyo yo pa vision ya ana yo basa ramwari.
How he operates in a deficit as per his vision for God's word.
Munoziva kuti church building haivakiki kana mufundisi akasavaka.
Do you know that a church building cannot go up or be completed unless the pastor puts his funds?
Mzai nini?
Ask me.
Bunzai nini?
Ask me.
I made a building.
It's It won't
but it's sacrifice. I know you all sacrificed. All of you sacrificed.
Yes, no,
that dollar, you sacrificed
the
Lord.
You paid the dollar, you will sacrifice.
But because then, that's a sacrifice. Yako. Ne mure, vine muri yake.
If you compare what your contribution and that one from the pastor, you will shy away.
And you know that
the tithe belong is designated to the pastor.
Full
stop.
It's not the finances to be dealt with by the trustees. It's the finances to be dealt with by the Levites.
My trustee. Ava budget matite. Matite ano budget wa nevarev.
You know about tithe, the prophet says this is a touchy little thing for the church.
And the bamsoro be matite. And the inya ino ni tam church.
And I know every one of you is sitting on the edge of their chair.
Yes, you know that one. But Carlos, you know, who's it odoma?
Saka, vandotol chi next manch. Next manch.
Saka, what is he saying?
Tithe is not about gender kumbakwe murev, even now.
The tithe will continue to go to the pastor's house if
perishing.
Now that was what he was heading for.
I'm
a brother. I'm speaking amongst the brethren. If you don't direct your tithe to the pastor's house, where do they go now? Do tithes come to you?
Matiko,
should the tithes come to you? Should the tithes come to you, my brother? The deacon.
Brother, where are you?
Our brother.
Brother
Mawang, should we direct the tithes to you?
He
is refusing.
Where is Brother Majish? That's not in the jurisdiction of trustees. It's church funds, and tithe is not church funds. It's simple and straight.
Church funds. Mari tekereke. Jota wanu shanda natu. Ma tithe. Kwet.
Kwendo kwari kakuta wara kundri wakune
hereni. I happen to be a
minister. So,
I can speak freely.
Tisu. Mu bylaws the lamb and dove tabernacle.
Bylaws of the lamb and the dove tabernacle.
Zakatongo state kwasa izuzu.
It's stated like that.
By the church officers.
Never kurwe
the founding fathers.
Vakatanga church.
Of lamb and dove tabernacle.
The lamb and dove.
In line with the word.
Zichendra nishoku.
Vakat, this is what should be done if our pastor Daniel Mabugu passes away, dies.
Izvi ndo zvinofanira kuitwa kana pasi mufundisi wedu Daniel Mabhuku vakashaya.
Zvikanzi vanosara tithe dzichiinda kumba kwomurevhi kusvikira pano mufundisi.
Tithe will continue to be channeled to his house, to the pastor's house, until there is a substitute.
Thank you,
pastor.
I said thank you.
Ndikati amaitei?
Handisi ndakazviita nyaya.
I did not impose it on them.
Vakazvitaura vega.
They freely said it.
They said it
down.
This is what must be done in line with the word.
Is in those of Anakuitwa, Takatarita Shoku.
Sorry, I'm reading.
Preparing.
He says, they shall strongly consider every move of progress step by step which involves church funds.
Yeah, we have church funds. Rinoenderana nemari dzechechi.
My collector, my offerings, my collector, my tithe.
Zomurevi,
kumurevi.
You give.
Zom church, church. Zom account, my account. No batravan. Zom batravan. Through the
helps to the help.
Deacons.
Amen.
Through the.
Kuburikidza and my
deacons. Deacons. Trustees don't dish out.
My trustees
help.
Our part.
They don't. And yet they help. But not them.
As you get evil.
There is a system God has put in place.
It's
through
the deacon.
And now fees.
I'm
running. You're deacon.
And the deacons wait.
I believe this is a weighty cause. voenda kuna treasure kuti treasure mungava nemari here panguva ino tine hama yedu ine vana vakufungwa
so that our can help with the fees for our
Isusu church haikona ikuinda kuna treasure kundokumbira mari.
You church don't go to the treasurer to ask for money.
Don't go to these trustees to ask for money.
Mutaenda kwa trustee kunokumbira mari.
That's disorder.
Ndo inonzi nyonga nyonga.
Every request and petition or whatever you want assistance on goes through the deacons.
Zese zvatingade rubatsiro rwose tinoenda kumadikoni.
That's how the deacons office came back.
Ndo zvakagadzirwa hofisi yemadikoni.
Yes. There was need in the church. There was an equal distribution of food.
Akaita zvikumbiro muchechi. Zvinhu zvakazvisiri kugoyewa zvakanaka muchechi.
And the office of the deacon was born out of that.
Ndo pakagadzwa hofisi yemadikoni.
And says, find 7 men of honest report from among you.
Zvikanzi takai varume vanomwe vanopupurirwa zvakanaka pakati penyu.
And full of the Holy Ghost.
Vakazadzwa nemweya mutsvene.
And they will oversee these things.
Kuti vashande nenyadzi.
Tirendi yaneta, ifizi yaneta, chikafu yaneta kumba, and so on. Yes, church is responsible for their own.
The church.
And we are responsible for one another here. Yes, apana anombonzi nokuti hanyanyi kubetsera pa church atingamubatsiraiwa nasingabatsire anenge achitowane utera kutonyanya ndiye anovabatsira.
Even the one that has got a weakness, you actually help him the more.
Hallelujah, ikoko. But it has to come through the.
Asi zvinouya kuburikidza namadikoni edu.
Madikoni ovheneka, oveta, oinvestigata. That's all spoken.
And consider.
The investigator vozoenda kuna brother treasurer, brother Kadiwa.
And then they go to brother Kadiwa.
Amai tine hanzvadzi tine mhuri
tine.
Vane chikumbiro chakati 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 apanda 250, apanda 5,000, apanda 7,500. Kungava nemari here.
Do you have the money?
Who smiles out? Oh,
and
yeah.
And he says, oh.
My figure up here. I'm going to put that in the news.
According to the account.
No, but I'm not requesting my 5,000. You must have been in that fire.
The 7,000 happens, the 5,000.
Oh, my God. Aishiki kwese ikoko.
Our account does not.
Tingatombo, tanga no kubatsira ava under 250.
Maybe we can help this one who needs 250.
Hey. 5,000, it's way beyond. I'm not working on that.
Out of reach.
$300 no abetsira here.
We don't know whether we can give him $300. Will it be of any help? Kutendozi
kutenderwa nehomwe panguva ino.
That's what our funds are permitting for now.
It's through the deacons.
Kuburikidza namadikoni.
Kana matrustees vakavabatsira nemari inenge iri yavo yomuhomwe.
If the trustees help them with funds.
Brother Manitseka,
your personal funds.
Mubatsirike.
You help him.
Oi sister Marie.
You help the sister.
Kana vasina kuuya nokuma deacon.
If he doesn't pass through the deacon,
want to pour personal money in trustee kana ya treasury.
The trustees will give them.
We are paying someone an enzara nemari. Apai someone an enzara nemari.
You don't put somebody who is actually languishing in poverty.
Sorry, Papa.
You don't put somebody who has got a language.
Zvine ndo dzipache ya maseka wini.
There is a snare.
Yagabata Judas Iscariot.
That snare which caught
Judas Iscariot. So we don't want that to catch our brother. So he says, for they shall be responsible to keep the church from indebtedness.
Nokuti iwo vane basa rekuchengeta church isikapindi muzvikwereti.
And the saints from burdens that are too heavy. Yes, too great to bear financially.
Uye kuchengeta vatsvene vasingaremerwe nemutoro ine chekuita nezvemari.
In the undertaking of any project, regardless of what it is, they are to bring the matter to the pastor.
Kana vambura kuita chero basa ripi vanouya nenyaya yacho
kumufundisi, right? They are to bring the matter to the pastor, consultation by the pastor, only for every financial project the church wishes to invest. who engage himself therein is absolutely required.
Vano bunza mufudzi. Vano sungirwa kubvunza mufudzi. Pabasa roga roga rine chekuita nemari dzechechi.
Amen. So, already you can see there is need for transparency.
Tirikuona apa kuti zvinhu zvese zvinofanira kuita.
But it's not to everyone.
Kwete kuti munhu wese anoya achibvunza kuti zvakamira sei.
It's not transparency to everyone.
Haisi nyaya yekuti mumwe nemumwe atoziva kuti zvakamira sei.
Ndobvawo kwandabva ndakaguta rice.
After having a lot of rice and then I come.
Treasurer, can I have an account of the position of the
treasurer? You don't do that.
Vane right yokuvunza ma trustee na pastor.
The ones that have got the right us are the trustees and the pastor.
Amen. This one. Zvimwe ndikutaura nekuti zvakanyorwa asi ndozozviverenga kuti kuti musatataura zvomusoro. The office of the treasurer, he says.
Office of the treasurer.
The responsibility of the treasurer is to provide an exact account of the financial status of the present funds in the treasury.
Mobasa ratreasurer kana mubati woumwe nderekuzivisa kuti mari dzechechi dzakamira pakati dzakadai.
This report is to be made available to the pastor or the board of trustees upon their request of such a report.
Ripoti yekuti chechi ine mari dzakamira sei inopiwa kumufudzi kana kuti board yematrustee chete kana vazvikumbira.
I hope this helps answer a few questions. No, pastor, zvavasipo saka mari dzinodi chakachakati kuvataura
nepaka ndotenda zvinotibatsira. Now that our pastor is not
here.
Here
is the way the prophet
from
the bylaws. Right. Should
we move with the bylaws? Yes.
As in it.
What else?
Because the prophet got my bylaws, they are scriptural.
Because the prophet says, my bylaws are animal.
These are called bylaw courts.
I not on the bylaw courts.
Right. He says, no other office in the church may have access to this information.
Hapana imwe office muchechi inokwanisa kubvunza kuti muhomwe mune mari.
Paita ka dhaka kona ke munhu wani kana kuti kavage vanhu 2 kana 3 or 4.
There's a corner that's designated for him.
Akomana. Oh. Irambe chingova secret zvekuti hapana
anoziya. Shall they keep just a secret among themselves. Now, I'm reading here. I'm not explaining, but I'm reading.
Kusikira, my bylaws under that, you cannot divulge the financial position to an acting office.
Andi, aupanite kuzivisa chinhano chemari kune office yakafanomiririra.
Correct. This is where now it becomes very imperative for that office of a treasurer to be very transparent with his fellow trustees.
Dotaka office iyo inofanonge yakangoteni yakajeka.
Correct.
Munhu wese achinzwisisa zvirikuitika.
Kuti kuti hapana suspicion.
No suspicion will be breed.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise you. Golden silence. Amen. He may obtain such information from the trustees' report given to him by the treasurer. That's the pastor, if he wants.
Mufundisi, vanogona kupuwana report iyoyi kubva kuma trustee kana treasurer.
He says the treasurer shall sit in on every trustee meeting to take notes and minutes of actions taken by the board of trustees.
And the treasurer achagara meeting yoga ye board ye matrustees achitora ma minutes.
He has not the authority to convey or acknowledge the financial status information to any acting office in the church but the pastor or board of trustees.
Haana mvumo yekuzivisa chimiro chemari muchehomwe yemari muchurch asi anongozivisa board ye matrustee nemfuti.
This
does not right? Him.
He shall not be a consultant in spiritual matters.
Treasurer, I have Chinano chemweya chitofambisa zvinhu sei bodo.
Treasure hanei nezvomweya.
He has nothing to do with spiritual matters.
Ndikoverenga. Ndosaka even my qualifications they must sustain. As is strict. He would actually say, if you look at it, trustees have no qualifications.
Ukatarisa matrustees havana zvakawanda zvinovasunga.
But look at deacons. For them to qualify to become a deacon.
Asi tarisa zvinozviga zvinoenderana kuti munhu aite mudhikoni.
Yes, zviga. Nokuti vachabata zvomweya vanhu.
Because they will indulge in spiritual issues.
In actual fact, they have a dualized office which deals with the physical, the natural, and the spiritual side of affairs of the church.
Takutarisa madhikoni vanobata zvepanyama nezvepamweya muchechi.
That's why vachifanange vaine ma qualifications are strict.
That's why deacons operate.
And the prophet says
that
there is no office any more stricter than the deacon's office.
And hapana office inonyatsosunga chipanera chinobata kukunda yemadhikoni.
Because vanobata zvemweya, vanobata zvepanyama.
Because they handle both spiritual
right.
And natural.
Let's go. He says
issues.
So he has not he shall not be a consultant in spiritual matters, no.
Ahabvunzwe zvinhu zvepamweya.
No, is it of need that he should attend meetings of the deacons?
Kana kuti iye asungirwe zvake kupinda mumeeting yemadhikoni.
Unless akumbirwa, toti mufudzi akumbira kana kuti
akumbirwa
kuti no, tine nyaya yatoka kuti president wokwamuri uyai.
We have got this issue, may you please come. He is actually invited.
Otherwise, havana mvumo kuti vave kuattenda mameetings emadhikons.
He is not under obligation to attend those, the deacons meeting.
Ndizvo handidi. Allow me just to read this.
Tenderei kuverenga izvi.
I hope I did it quickly. Chechoda 63, paragraph 134. Now the trustees only think they are under duty by God to watch that finances and take care of that.
Vatrustee vanosungirwa bedzi pasi pamwari kuti vatarise homwe yechechi.
The things that goes on like that, I told you about them tapes and about the other things here that goes on about the building and repairs and taking up the finances and things. That's what the trustees of.
Building nezvimwe zvese zvinoshanda vachibhadhara.
He says that's what they are trustee of, the property, finances and things.
My property ne homwe.
The deacons has nothing to do in that.
Madhikoni havanei nechekuita pahomwe apa.
And neither does the trustee have anything to do with the deacon's office.
Uye matrustee havanei nechekuita pahofisi yemadhikoni.
Trustees cannot come to the deacons and say, you deacons, what you are doing, we don't like it.
Matrustee havagone kuenda vonoforoma madhikoni kuti zvamuri kuita.
No platform for trustees to do that.
Matrustees hamuna ground rekuti
mudaikonzaagonotiudzei kuti mari dzakamira sei.
The deacons cannot come over to the trustees
and say,
give us the financial status of the church. No.
You follow me?
Tabatane. I'm just a reader today.
Now our trustees at the church, one of them is sitting present right now, Mr. Sothman back there, and the others are fine. Christian men like he.
My trustees here are Sir Brother Fred Sothman,
he says, and they see to that this finances goes exactly to what it's sent for.
Vano nyatsoona kuti mari yashanda zvayakasungirwa kuti ishande.
Our trustees, they are responsible and answerable before God to make sure they know and they see how the finances are being administered. That's why at any time they can ask the treasurer to present a financial statement of the state of affairs of the church funds.
Matrustees edu varipo kuona kuti mari dzashanda nenzira yadzo. Ndosaka chero nguva pavanenge vada vanokumbira treasurer kuti timbotiudzaiwo kuti mamiriro emari akamira sei.
Zvakamira sei. Handinyararaa.
You are now fine.
kuda kuti zvinenge zvipinda
maybe.
Right. A total deliverance.
A total deliverance.
And then I hear something for the bulletin board this morning, paragraph 28 of the total deliverance. About the meeting of the board and their authority. And it was on the bulletin board. And I bought a copy for Brother Robertson, who is the chairman of the trustees. And then I got a copy for Brother Collins, I think, who acts as the chairman of the deacon board. And now all these offices are set according to the scripture. And my offices, Semanyore was like I got a document and I write up a bleeding board. Jirimu Magwaro.
Amen.
Right. He says, and they must have the scriptural rules of what they must do. Therefore, the trustees has an office of their own and the deacons has an office of their own. And he goes on. Paragraph 29. Now each one of these has things in common. And I think that your meeting should not be together. Yes. Right? But it should be as each office. Because the deacons has nothing to say to the trustees unless they got some business to present to them. And vice versa. The trustees is over the finance and things of the building and they have nothing with the deacons.
Matrasti, if the deacons have got something to present to the trustees
and talk together.
Vantaura,
he says, so each office must have their meetings as each office.
Office yoga. Meeting.
The deacons are the policemen of the church and the assistants to the pastor.
That's
why they lead
the church.
Ma assistants to the pastor.
They are assistants to the
pastor.
Amen.
The trustees has nothing to do with. The deacons are the policemen of the church and the assistants to the pastor. And the trustees is the holding of all the property. This is why rightfully the deacons should be leading the church. The pastor is not there. The assistant steps in.
And goes on.
As straightforward, as simple as that. He says, the trustees has nothing to do with the spiritual end of it, and the deacon has nothing to do with the financial end of it.
Ma trustees, avanei nechokuita, neze mwia. Ma deaconi, avanei nechokuita, neze womwe.
And I'm going to amen him and say, ne half.
I've received one in half. Amen.
Because they have quotation. Not even the Bibles, but the Bibles again, they have quotation.
I'm reading the quotation.
Because they are scriptural.
It's
there. The trustees has nothing to do with the spiritual end of it, and the deacon has nothing to do with the financial end of it. Therefore, it must be. Amen.
We've read something about the deacons.
What? I hope you follow me and you are hearing what the prophet says. Office of the deacons. You know, a bit of this order will help curb some of the talk or thinking or whatever confusion.
Ndinotenda kutaura kwakadai kunodzimura tumoto moto netumoto singwi tunenge twakuda kubatira pati.
Tumoto singwi. Yeah, my first time to hear that word. The office of the deacons, that's from the bylaws.
Office of deacons.
The office of deacons is elected according to the word of God.
And
the manner of the Branham Tabernacle is to act as an office of spiritual assistance to the
Branham Tabernacle. Office ino batira zvepamweya kubatira mufudzi.
To counsel you, nani?
Who can counsel us?
Spiritual assistance.
Office ema dikoni ndo ino batira office mufudzi.
They are given free speech in presenting to the pastors any program or benefits that would bless the general and spiritual welfare of the church.
Vanotaura zviri pachena vakasununguka kana vachikurukura nemufudzi zvinhu zvinoenderana nechechi.
Vakasunungurwa nemhaka yei? Qualifications avo anovaisa ipapo palevel
iyo. Their qualifications designate them to such offices.
Ndosaka madzimai madikoni vanofanira kuva vanhu vasingangotaurisi.
That's why deacon's wives should be the ones who keep their secrets.
This is what I do.
Those are not in.
This is what I do.
And in fact, those are not in.
Korero Tanga, my officers are up and
beginning of the year, the officers are there.
We are in a madzimai.
Come with your wife.
Trustees, my Asha, my deacon. Madzimai, we are.
They come.
My sweetheart prepares good food.
Prepare good food. Good,
right?
Good.
Because you might say it's not good.
Right?
So I address them together.
Don't tell her now, Pamuji.
I
said to them freely,
you
are not working for Mabugu yet. Because Mabugu will forget to thank you.
He will forget,
he will forget to reward
you. If you
give you because he does not know the gravity of your office.
Touch qualifications.
And then we speak according to the qualifications.
When a man is called,
he
is called together with his wife. Is it true?
This
is true. Brother Kanhimbe, Sister Kanhimbe vakataurisa. Vari kukudisqualify ivega.
If your office does not require you to be to speak a lot, and then your wife happens to be talking a lot, she disqualifies the husband.
This is why. Even when a minister is called, he's called together with the wife.
The Levite is called with his wife. The priest is called.
No,
and the wife is called. No,
kuri kuedza kutorwa nevanhu vemasangano kuti prophet, prophetess. Apostle.
That's why the prophet, the people from the denominations are running on a tangent.
That's where they are trying to get it from.
The wife becomes the prophetess. No, it doesn't do like that.
Let me shake you out of your seat. Let me shake you out of your seat. Sister Chesa is a Levite.
Sister Chesa is a Levite.
Murevi.
Is that the
the reason why Ezekiel 44:22 says,
Don't consider Ezekiel 44:22
a priest widower.
Mushirika zimprisita.
A priest who is a widower.
Oh, for
the widow.
Oh, okay, sorry. Mo priestita anenga afirwa nemudzimai.
Can marry Sister Chesa.
Anogona kurora Sister Chesa.
She maintains her maidenhood.
Anoramba ari zvanga ari.
Correct. Vanoramba vakachengetedza zvavakanga vari vasati varoorwa.
She will maintain her maidenhood.
Mupurisita uyu, muparidzi,
ndizvo
mushumiri weevangeri.
Is a preacher of the gospel.
Can marry Sister Chesa and continue ministering and continue pastoring.
Ano rola Sister Chesa, wende ramberi wachifudza, wende ramberi wachiparidzi.
Ah, oh, nine.
Oh, is it so?
That's what it is.
It's not okay, but that's what it is.
This justifies the reason why, because he is called together with his wife, when he passes away like he passed away, then the Jews of the Levite continues to go to the house of the Levite.
Those who know konzera kuti, kana mpudzi vachinge vaenda, vasiya mhuri, zvanga zvichifanira kuya kumpudzi, zvinoramba zvichiuya kumhuri yavo.
Ndofunga vatengwa chete brother Mabhuga.
I believe brother Mabhuga must have been bribed.
Kuti vataure some of those things.
For him to say those things, but
ndofunga varashika chete.
You are missing it somehow.
Mwari ngaatibatsire. Inini ipapo ishe vakandibatsirawozvo.
God has helped me on that score.
Ndinogutsikana nezvandinazvo.
I am satisfied with what I have.
Nditendere nditaure izvi.
Allow me to say this.
Munoziva here kuti pandau yandichiparidza kuno.
You know, when I used to come and preach here,
my pastor friend would try to give me love offering.
Shamwari yangu mfudzi vaiedza kundipa love offering.
Pamwe treasurer could be a witness.
Treasurer vanogona kupupura.
Kana kuti the trustees.
Or the trustees.
I would just take the envelope.
Ndaingotora mburuku yacho.
And write building fund.
Ndobva ndanyora kuti building fund.
Kwete kuti handina handidi mari.
Not that I don't love, I don't need money.
Ndinoida.
I do need money.
Asi ndaita zvandona basa rineri.
I would see all this way.
Mundipa love offering nebasa rese iri.
You want to give me love offering?
Vakisai kana mazopedza kuvaka. Ndaingoti kana mazopedza kuvaka.
Use and when you finish building.
And he tried different tricks. Pavaizongondihwina pano neapo ndopo kuti vaiti mbondisitawo makiyi emota.
When you would get around, you
can
would
say, one of the girls, my keys now.
You would say, can I have your car keys? Or you would say, send these girls and say, can you go and be given car keys?
Sons not dead, indeed, they my key motor.
I can be asking for you, for your car keys. What do you need them?
Nobody. I no longer didn't pay my key.
He
just
sent me to get the car keys, your car keys.
The next thing was, Tengirakazara.
The next thing you see, a thankful.
Tim brother, Mimiga.
I
said,
we don't want this kind of cunningness.
Why is that? You would get around it.
You would have his way of getting around it.
All right. Is it holiness?
It's not holiness.
Kuramba offering is holiness.
Is it
humility food?
It's not even humility.
Kungoramba offering.
That's just what it is. Offering, full stop. Nothing, no strings attached.
Correct. No strings attached.
It's not even holiness. You don't go to heaven by receiving a love offering. And it does not.
That's the good part.
Also, it doesn't take you to hell as well.
Amen. Let's
proceed.
And they must be. We are on deacons. And they must be up to teach. And ready to assist the pastor or the associate pastor on every duty. If called to do so.
Vanofananga vachikwanisa kutsigira mufudzi, kubatsira mufudzi, pabasa ripi zvaro ravanenge vakumbirwa.
They shall assist in serving communion.
Vanobatsira paku.
They shall be acting ushers in all services.
Vanenge vari maacher muservices.
They shall police the church in keeping civil order and conduct.
Vanenge vari church anochengetedza runyararo.
They shall assist in taking local offerings.
Ndovanobatsira kutora mpiro.
They shall oversee. Mukatona madikona achibatsira nematrusts kutora maofferings nematithes. That's okay.
If you see that, vachibatsirana zvakanaka.
Right? They shall oversee the spiritual conduct of the church.
Ndovanoona kufamba kwepamwe yakwe church.
Yes. Spiritual conduct yechechi yese.
the whole
irumaoko emadeacons
conduct of the church
kana pastor vasti
under the jurisdiction
kana varipo irumaoko avo as assistants
when the pastor is there it's under their jurisdiction as right. They assist the pastor
he says they shall oversee the spiritual conduct of the church in working with the pastor and one another on spiritual problems and matters of the saints
vanoona kufamba kwezvepamweya zvichienderana vachibatsira mufudzi uye vachibatsirana pakati pavo
haikona henyu kutya kuuya nemaproblems enyu uyai zvenyu navo
don't hesitate to bring your problems still continue to bring your problems
they are mandated they have that space
vane,
to help with spiritual problems
vanosungirwa uye vanopiwa simba iroro rokubatsira matambudziko epamwe
other matters of the same
nedzimwe nyaya
They shall be ready at any time to assist the need of every saint who is burdened.
Vanenge vakagadzirira nguva yese kubatsira zviri kudiwa nemutendi woga woga anenge aremerwa.
And in need of spiritual consultation.
Uye achida kubatsirwa pamweya.
Or general welfare.
Kana zvinhu zveupenyu zvamazuva ese.
Mativi maviri. General welfare, spiritual welfare and consultation and assistance. All
it's,
that
is a double issue.
Yes.
I
believe you see why the office of the deacon has strict qualifications for entry. They have not the right to act upon any program or promotion without agreement with one another.
Havana mvumo yekuti vabvume vaite chimwe chinhu vasina kuwirirana pakati pavo.
Correct. In other words, you cannot have two opinions or two ways of leading the church coming from one board of deacons. It's impossible. It's not allowed. They must have one voice.
Hazvibvumirwi kuti madhikoni vabude vaine pfungwa mbiri dziri kubva pakati pavo.
Vanotokweshana kusvika vawirirana.
They have to really work on their issue until there is one voice.
Head deacon akuzomira achitaura, anotaura one voice yabhaseruko.
When the head deacon comes to present, he will present the one voice or one agreement
pakawana,
they have agreed.
Pakawana one deacon anotozoti hano ndazongojiwa nevote, you know, brother, but inini I didn't want this. I was not in agreement with that. Hapanenge ari mubhodhi yacho.
If one deacon comes around and says, by the way, they just presented the issue, but I was defeated by the vote, but personally I don't agree to that, he is not qualified to be in that board.
Because the deacon board has one voice.
Deacon board, rine voice rimwe chete.
Not two or three, one voice.
Rine is rimwe chete.
Ku Tanzania wanoti Amina.
Amen. They say Amina.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, let's go on. They shall be ready at any time to assist the need of every saint who is burdened and in need of spiritual consultation or general welfare. They have not the right to act upon any program or promotion without agreement with one another, the pastors or the trustees, if the program they are considering doing involves church funds.
Kuti vawirirane pachavo vagoshaya kana zvinhu zvavari kuda basa ravari kuda kuita rine chekuita nemari vanofanira kubvunza mufudzi nematrustee
kana pava kutova nemari chete dzechechi havasungi vowirirana vopedza
church funds they will
ndo masituations avanogara pasi nematrustees
only under those circumstances will
they can then call for the trustees to say atinenyaya yatinayo pano.
We've got this issue here.
They will be responsible before God for their conduct and manner of service according to the word of God.
They are now tied.
Like any office.
The office again.
They are responsible. And accountable. For their conduct and manner of service according to the word of God.
They
shall not have meeting among themselves without the pastor or associate pastor present. Let's move. I'm trying to move fast. I hope the Lord helps me. What? 58?
Paragraph 58.
0720E. The placing of deacons, he says, the office of a deacon is a very great office.
Kugazwa mu office ya mudikoni, I office huru kwazo.
Ama zangu pabate iwe ipapo.
Can you please take note of that, brother?
This is a great office.
I office huru kwazo.
Ye madikoni edu ese.
All which belongs to all our deacons.
Don't toss them.
Musava nete.
Don't pull and push at the same time. Don't.
Musava tonze ne kwasundidzira.
Is a very great office and a great honor to the Lord to be a deacon in the church.
Iyo office huru kwazo, uye kuremekezwa kukuru kwazo kuva mudikoni muchurch.
Kuremekezwa kukuru uye iyo office huru. Ndosaka even mirairo.
That's why even the law,
they support the office of a deacon.
Inotsigira basa remadikoni.
I mean it's a great office.
Office ya madikoni.
Church order 63. Deacons are policemen, that's paragraph 61. Deacons are policemen and their word is law and order.
Madikoni mapurisa vanotengeteza mutemo nerunyarara.
Vakati brother zvamutaura dei mukanyarara munotikanganisira church.
If he says brother what you are saying,
I have a right. I have a right.
Spoil the church. You then the brother says
murandidzvinyirira.
Ikodzero yangu musanyanya kundidzvinyirira.
Madikoni ndauti kuti muchurch muve neorder.
We are just maintaining church order, brother. May you be quiet.
Zvenyu ndezvekugova nhumbi nechikafu. Hapana zvokumondiudza kuti I know what I'm
food
saying.
And clothes. That's your jurisdiction. No.
Aiwa, brother.
We don't so do kuti
pave neorder muchurch.
We are just maintaining church order.
Iva zvokuudza vanhu pokugara. Hakuna
zvokuudza. Just you know where to place your... Just give people space. No.
Hazvizvo.
It goes beyond that.
Yes, it goes beyond that. They are responsible for our spiritual orderliness and conduct. These men.
That's a
great office. What I'm preaching to, I preach the same. With as much force or more force, kulemben dav tabernacle than I would do here.
Zandiri kukuparidzira izvi. Ndinongoparidza zvimwechete izvi. Pamwe ndichitorovera nesando yakasimba.
If we don't observe order, we are chasing the Spirit of God if we don't observe orderliness in the house of God.
Tikasachengeta church order muchechi tiri kudzinga mweya wamwari.
There is a young man.
Pane muchaya.
Macheya emadhikoni akagara pakasiyana siyana imwe sezvakaitapo imwe sezvakaitapo. One young man.
I'm
not sure chacha moving up.
I don't know what to be feeling.
Ndokuinda ndokunogara pa mucheya emudhikoni.
And then he went and sat in a different chair.
And the deacon was humble enough.
Mudhikoni anga zvinhu.
To look for another chair.
Apa atsvaga imwe.
Asi hamai haasi muenzika.
But this brother is not.
Munhu church anonyatotoziva kuti apa panogarwa nomudhikoni.
He is a church member. Who knows that this is the deacon's seat?
But politeness. Kavakanzi vanofana kuzvita nepoliteness. Keeping order with politeness, but firm enough.
Vakamubata, vakamudzidzisa zvakanaka.
Kutaiwa shamwari hatidero zviwe.
Brother, you we don't.
Iwa ndinozva kuti panogara mudikoni.
Don't you know that this is a deacon's chair?
Zera rako panyama.
Your chronological age.
Tisatasvika pane zvepamweya.
Before we even come.
Zera rako pamweya.
Natural, your chronological age.
Hauna office kaiwe pachechi.
You don't even hold an office at this stage.
Haana kubatsirwa, akabatsirwa. Right. It was okay. But vanhu vanogona kungodaro. They are responsible for the orderliness of the church.
Vane basa rekuti chechi ifambe murunyararo yakarume.
Vakati hama ndofunga tataurisa ngatimbonyarara.
And we said, brother, maybe we have spoken.
Let's do this thing. Because that spiritual orderliness is of paramount importance.
Kurongeka pamweya kunokosha zvikuru kuru
in pegging our ultimate destiny.
zvichienderana nekuti taronga kuti tiruda kusvika papi.
That's why there is a dual office of the spiritual and physical side.
Ndosaka hofisi yemadhikoni inobata panyama nepamweya.
May God help us.
Vanhu vatibatsire.
And they have, he says, their word is law and order. And they have the authority from the church and even from the laws of the nation to make that house of God be the right place.
And
anyone to contrary a deacon like that is subject to 2 to 10 years in federal prison.
If you disobey a deacon, you will be able to get to America.
Kurwisana nomudikoniga kutadza kuwirirana nezvari kuti ngatiite kuti zvibatsire kufamba kwakanaka kwechechi. Contrary a deacon like that, kuAmerica unogona kupuwa between 2 to 10 years in federal prison.
If you disagree with a deacon on his jurisdiction, you can actually attract a prison sentence ranging from 2 to 10 years.
Especially a madikon yoyo.
That's the
deacon. If you tell them to go and they don't do it, or something like that. Or something
like that.
Somebody with disorderly conduct.
He just
don't know what he is doing.
Correct.
Mukanzwa madikoni. Mukanzwa sister varumuri hiri.
If you hear, just hear this sister just screaming and screaming.
Brother,
and
Kutaiwaje zvomoita izvamoni kuti hazvifaniri.
What you are doing is out of order.
They are responsible to keep the house of God in order.
Vane basa rekuchengeta imba yaJehovha iri munhu yakarongeka.
Regatore zvifanyama pauya munhu ari kudangovhiringidza vhiringidza physically.
There is a person who is just causing commotion.
Vane mvumo yekumuchaya 2 feet.
They have got a right to strike him.
Vomusunga maoko, vomusunga makumbo. Kana vachiona kuti ndozvakafanira kuti disorder yari kukonzera isavapo.
So that there is peace.
Vomuita kuhofisi uko.
And they put him.
Ombozorora ariko.
And he takes his rest.
Vachidzinga madimoni achienda.
While they are cutting.
Vachinamata vanohwara vachipora.
And praying for the dead.
Vachinamata vakafa achimuka.
And praying for the dead they
are. Vapedza vozodzokera kuti eh, muranda washe tisu zvakare tadzoka.
We are
praying for
you. Takudzokera.
That's their office.
Your office, yeah.
I see your replica. Pagabina muna nefuti muno.
If a man,
it happened.
A man comes.
He walked in. Where is my wife? Agatakwa. Where is my wife? Angry. Maybe Django angry or both.
Agatakwa.
Where is my wife?
Django arkup.
And it happened. The deacons they were not alert. In the first place, I found in Gagatombo pinda padopa.
He should not have been allowed.
They should have wrestled with him and pulled the gun out of his hand. And none of them did that. Poor pastor had to try and attend to the angry man. And the angry man looking for his wife shot the pastor. Looked for his wife, saw it, shot the wife. And shot himself. 3 people shot himself. Because of the lack of vigilance in the office of a deacon. Zvimwe zvinhu madikoni anenge achiziva state iri muchurch.
Some of the things the deacons will be aware of.
Don't push them. Don't pull them. Give them their space. To be able to help lead you until you have your pastor. Not that issue. That helps you. Amen. He says he just don't know what he's doing. He's subjecting himself to all kinds of fines. Church Order, paragraph 1563. He says, I think that as our own people, we should take care of them. And it should be turned in any complaint to the chairman of the deacon board. And then it should be met by the deacon board and see what they are able to do about it.
Inofanira kushandwa nayo nemukuru wemadhikoni voona kuti vangaite sei.
Again, this is in fast forward. Right? He says, and all of those things, which is clothing and food and financial help,
or
whatever it is, should come through the deacons. Then the deacons, when they decide what they are going to do about it, then it should be presented unto the treasurer to see if the treasurer is able at this time to pay this certain amount of finance or buy this clothing or whatever it is to that. One brother in our church some time years back, he was not aware of this situation. He was a deacon. He wanted to know.
Now the brother wanted to know.
And I was there.
That's not your jurisdiction. It's my jurisdiction. It's my obligation to ask as a pastor. But if you ask you as a brother, then you are out of order.
So the treasurer would be asked, "Mune mare reno kwana kutite hama idzinumbi tivapere mari vabatsirike vawane zvakati." Then it has been sanctioned by the office of the deacon after investigation and verification to make sure it's the right thing to do.
Mungaito here mari kuti tibhadhare izvi titenge matya idzi tiite zvakati madhikoni vanenge vaferefeta vagobvumirana ndopavakuuya kuna treasurer.
But the deacon board should meet on that, and it doesn't go to the trustees or to the pastor. It's a deacon thing all together.
Izvozvi madhikoni vanofanira kungosangana voishanda nenyaya iyi havaendi kumfudya na kumatrasti ndezvavo
inyaya yavo madhikoni haitomboveni matrasti vanozongoudzwa kuti hama tiri kuti kana kuine mari tinenyaya iyi nei nei rubatsiro runodikwa
then
but it comes through the deacons whatever
kunzwa kumadhikoni.
So 63 paragraph 78. Now that's correct, you are doing right. This is supposed to be deacons, I suppose, that because it's right here, it's a deacon's job, all right. They were checking with the prophet. He says, and by so doing, people have often gotten mad at us.
Believers getting mad at deacons.
So the prophet is now answering. They do at me too.
Muruto jami zika ima diko ni kupengerwa. Nisema diko ni nini mfuzi ndoto mbo pengerwa ho.
Saka mga pengerwa. Madiko ni mga pengerwa. Ne ama zenyu iti.
These brothers, when they get mad at you.
Profita ati. Ne nilano ni pengera ho.
The prophet is saying, if in me they get mad at me.
Brah, beke ni wakati. Church yakafana ne shopping mall.
Yeah, brother Beckett once
said find all sorts of people.
Yeah, it's like a shopping mall. You find unona vanhu mando.
They treat me too. They will treat any man.
Vanondipengerawo kana nini? Vanogona kupengera choro munhu.
A person that does that, watch this now.
Munhu anoita kaitirika.
There is something wrong with that person.
Pane takateyama nemunhu anopengera.
Deacons are discharging their duties according to the parameters, the space God has created for them to operate, and somebody gets mad at them.
Zvinozvinoitika kuti madhikoni vari kushanda
There the prophet says, that person who gets angry
at
a godly deacon discharging his duties, that person is not right. There is something wrong with that person. They are not right with God. Follow it.
Well,
I was once a headmaster. Maybe it's a hangover from being a school
headmaster.
I used to beat A-level students in my office. And I would tell them before I do that, okay, if you behave like a Form 1 child, I will treat you like that. If you are A-level, and A-level age-wise, I will treat you like that. And I would beat both boys and girls. No, if it happens in church, a brother is disagreeing and fighting and stewing and with a deacon, and he's trying to find his way through and kind of dominate and tell the deacon what to do. Me, I don't like this and whatever. You know, my first position is, you are wrong, before I hear your story. Young man, young girl, you are wrong, before I look at the situation. Why?
Say,
me and the deacons, we are together. Right? So if you are challenging my deacon, it means you are challenging me. If you are challenging my teacher, you come into the headmaster's office and you are challenging the teacher on whatever judgment he has made wrongly against you or whatever. Before I listen to your story, I listen to the teacher. Complete the narration. And
then we take the child. I help the child.
Napenda kubatira.
After helping him,
ndoti chitaura nyaya yako.
Can you tell me your story?
I inherited a school which had a lot of indiscipline, but in a year's time, the provincial office acknowledged that school has been transformed. Until the community, when I left to go full time, the community said, we have lost enough.
That's a good testimony for a believer when you are working.
We are not saying they don't make mistakes.
They make mistakes as human beings.
But why are you trying to usurp your authority over an officer when you are supposed to be subject to that officer?
Kwewewe, wakuno furira. Uchi obisi yemu jikoni ni wachipana ngori pasi pake se.
Why? What spirit is that?
Where are ziwe?
You want to compete with a teacher to come and try and prove a teacher wrong before he is or her headmaster? What spirit is that?
Wakuda kuya kuzotarida pamberi semu zidisi pa headmaster kuti mzidisi agoni. Where are ziwe?
Saka ndochita hashuwa mwanangu wagona iwe. Ticha vatadza kunzwisisa.
And then you want me to exonerate you and say,
and
okay,
then tomorrow there will be a teacher that you will listen to.
Unongwa kuti maticha ayatererwa nemwa, ticha ayatererwa nevana vechikoro.
Hakuna. Hakuna uchafamba ukabudisa diti.
You pull your chest and say,
headmaster,
I delete you that teacher before the headmaster. Inini.
What does one on a master?
And you break. You don't do that.
That's confusion.
Create.
And in the church of God, we need that discipline, that orderliness. We need that. Where we have our officers respected, given their office, given their space.
Oh my. A person that
does that, there is something wrong with that person. They are not right with God. For the Spirit of Christ is subject to Christ's teaching. Christ's house.
Imba ya Christo.
Christ's order.
Urongo wa Christo.
And any woman or any persons or children that will get angry with a godly deacon, that will tell them to be, or a parent will get angry with a deacon. That person isn't right.
Kana mbereki. Anotamwira mudikoni. Iye anengabuda mgwara.
Trustees. Deacon space.
Matikuni.
Jimbo dawa ndi.
Vane jimbo dawa.
Kwa space ya church ndi. I will conclude with the church. Space for the church.
Ndaku pezi. Ndo pezi. Ndo pezi esa. Ne space ya church.
I'm on the last one.
Ndaku shikapo kupezi.
Smile like what yaku pera sisi.
Won't you smile that the service is about to end? At least he's concluding. He's concluding. Now he's concluding.
Amen. A total deliverance. That should be the motive, paragraph 57. That should be the motive of every Christian and every person in the church is for to unify ourselves together and stick together. Whatever the church votes for, that's what we should stand for.
Church is a
reva.
Whatever the church
Kete votes for,
not what I am Kete saying. Not what the deacons
Kete
are saying. Not what
is,
but what the church has voted for.
That's what should stand.
Those, you know,
then say for instance, they want to change something in the church. Well then, the trustees wants to, or somebody else wants to. The deacons wants to change something. That comes before the church.
Hazina mosha kuti madikoni kana matrustees kana vane zvavaroda kusandura havaite izvozvo vanozvunza kuchechi.
The church then together.
Zvino chechi pamwe chete.
And if our idea here seems to be a little different than what the whole church does, let's sacrifice that idea.
Kana pungwa yedu panapa ichipesana nezviri kudiwa nechechi yese. Maybe the trustees have decided
for a part of the sanctuary
so that we increase the volume of the auditorium. But the church
may be
comfortable.
The church says, no, it's okay. Takadai.
But the church says now, what was okay for us to be like that?
Church yata, no,
or the church may say,
let's make an opening and that extension into the foyer becomes an extra space for accommodating people. Then he says, and if our idea seems to be a little different, he says, let's sacrifice our ideas. Our idea. Because that's the only way we can stand united. Take note of this part. How do we stay united? When If there are issues, if there are changes to be made, it's presented to the church. And the church takes their vote and decide on which way they want to go.
Church your vote, panchayo, yosaru zakuti, tola kufamba daga dai.
He says, and if this church will just go on the way you are going now and be united together, God will. It's unlimited what he will do if we will stick together. We must stick together.
Zino kana church ino, ikaramba ichipamba iri mumwe, seza iri kuita kudai. Azimbo pa zakata urika, mabasa anetwa na mwari pakati pedu.
That's how we want to be. If we are sticking together. That's how we want to be. So complete with one another and then so complete in the hands of God. And then we have got to have a man that we believe that preaches the word of God. If the man don't do it, then get somebody who does do it. That's the way we must stand. Right? That's the way we must stand, he says. If the trustee board won't stand for what's right, then it's your business to elect somebody who will stand for what's right. And then when you do it, stay by it. It's up to you. Stand by it, and all together we are standing for one thing, that God.
Put
on your fasten your seat belts. Get ready for takeoff. It says, paragraph 16 of Super Sense.
Super Sense, paragraph 16.
We are looking at the space of the church. It's official, paragraph 16, as long as the church.
Yes, zvinogamuchirwa.
In our church, it's the sovereignty of the church. The church moves or puts in the trustee. The church moves the pastor or puts in the pastor. Whatever it is, it is the church in all. Say Zairi church in all. That's apostolic.
Izozo, don't you know who are apostolic?
No, Zairi are apostolic. That's the way it was did. I like that. In the Bible time. That's the way it was did in the Bible time. Therefore, we feel that no one person then is a dictator or something in the church. We don't want that.
Naizozo, hapana munhu mumwe chete anoita mutonga nedemo asi kuti church.
Hakuna munhu wani anozo decide zvinhu kuti apa takudai, apa takudai. Hakuna.
No,
it's the church as a whole which has to make a decision.
No, one man has got a final decision. As
the way it was in the Bible time, therefore, we feel that no one person then is a dictator or something in the church. We don't want that. Every man, every person, myself, in voting in anyone, has just got one
vote.
Just like any other person of the church here, just one vote.
He has got one vote. If I belittled him, no. I've read. Haven't you heard it?
Voti yavo. Yakapana ni brother wari kunyora. Yakapana ni sister wari kutakura mwana. Yakapana ni sister wane Zambia raura kanaka.
Like that sister we are putting on a nice Zambia.
Hapana difference. He is one vote. As much as any and every one of us is one vote individual. So nobody can dictate things. Can set a person and say, up. Check with the church.
That's the church.
And the will of God will be accomplished.
No, Mabugu will come and say, I want to put this one. No, Mabugu will come and say, I want to place Makwinya there. No, Mabugu will come and say, okay, I'm placing myself. Let me place myself there.
Imi, ufundisa wizinyu vegeni.
Being a pastor is a real difficult and complicated task.
Before I had a church in Kadoma,
I used to have a church in Chakani.
In my church, one
church lost their pastor in Europe. An all white church. And they requested me to come and be their pastor in Europe. We'll give you air flight. We'll build you a house.
We'll
place your children in school.
You become our pastor. Why would I think like that? I asked them that question. Why would I think like the way you are saying?
I become a pastor for the white people, and yet I'm an African.
And did
I don't want. I've got my church out there in Chakari.
Because no one knows how to choose Chakari.
How many know what is Chakari? You don't even know. Amen.
Then that little church Chakari. I would not even think about what you're saying.
I used to have a little church in a classroom in Chakari.
You see, we enjoy your ministry. And you have blessed us so much. Since our pastor passed away, and we see you can be our pastor, we'll be very happy. We'll do all that we can to just sustain you through and through. I said, no, don't even waste time explaining the advantages. It doesn't help because I have a church. I have no reason to want to pastor you here, no. He says, I know there are many ministers in Zimbabwe. You can assign somebody there.
Ah, Zimbabwe, forget
about that.
It's not an issue of just coming up. If they say, by the way, you are black and we are white.
How come you are here and you are our pastor? They rose another generation.
Amen.
But I'm not saying that is also.
Why would I think of that pastor in a church in Europe?
I am among my black people. I am happy.
I enjoy pastoring former Nyau dancers.
Yes.
Those are my relatives.
Tino gara mudzimba dzezvinzana enzou tshimati isina mukaka. Zviri kutiitira mushe zvakadaro.
And we drink black tea in those shacks.
Ndokubva ndazoudza hangu imwe hama kuno kuti anoti ndozvakaitika.
And I told one brother here and I said this is what it happens. We happen to be ministers.
Kanzi, brother Mabuku. Oh, brother Mabuku, you should have told me.
Hey, Makandu Zakan. Hey, Makandu Zakan, brother Mabuku. Zakanga Zawira Mpanda.
We are called into the ministry for different reasons.
Takadan Wamshumiro. Nenzi Neshpon Zer Zakatiana Sian.
That's the way it was did in Bible times.
Those of Aitam was the Bible.
Amen. Where were we? Therefore, we feel that no, one person then is a dictator. Every man, every person, myself, in voting in anyone, has just got one vote, just like any person of the church here. Just one vote.
Kana tashika paku votera mumwe munhu one. Chese munhu ega ega ane vote one pakati pe.
Isn't what I say? It isn't what I say.
Haisi nyaya yekuti ndati kudi.
It's what the church says.
Haisi nyaya yekuti church yati kudi.
And ndiri mani ndachifunzwa kuti ndichita kana moda mufundisi vhunzai church.
You heard me say, when you need a pastor, can you please ask?
Haikona kuti tine uyu.
Don't say, by the way, we are bringing you this one.
Mweyamutsvene uri muvanhu hauzivi wakafanira here.
Don't you think that the Holy Ghost in this
tomubatsira mweyamutsvene iwoyo?
And we want to hear
nokuti ungazopota.
That Holy Ghost in the saints, that the Holy Ghost may be amiss.
Munombona matamwari rudzikwe.
What kind of a God whom do you worship?
Ivo vana vamwari vari umwe havazivi zvavanoda.
All these children of God, do you think they don't know what they want?
Even Sister Chesa wamunozoti murume wachakuvigira ndouyu.
That
vanokuvhunzai kuti
whom you present, whom you
maona kuti ini ndiri chituta chokuti handingagoni kuzvisarudzira murume ndega.
Have you belittled her so much that she will ask?
Zvokuti handigoni kuziva kuti uyu ndiye murume kwaye uyu haa. Uyu ehe uyu haa. Handigoni here. Natural, spiritual.
Zvepanyama nepamweya futi.
Ask the church. Let them tell you.
Bunzai church.
Kutonyora pasi zvipepa. Nyora waunda kuti akupastei iwewe.
Whom do you want to be your pastor?
Then shortlist from there.
Ma.
And those who are interested, vanosiyiwa varipo pashortlist. Ne hama dzidzo dzokuti munogona kusarudza padziri. Vanenge vasikati kuti no inini musazvinetsa zvenyu. Inini musazvinetsa zvenyu handipo.
You shortlist among that shortlist, then you choose from that.
But
there are those who recast themselves.
Speak themselves.
But church inovana kutaura pachayo.
The church must speak.
Church ngaitaure.
Oh. Don't stay frozen.
Haikona kuita kugwamba.
Kana kugwamba. Like humble thyself.
Here
is a place people refer to sometimes, some people refer to. Brother Boze, that's paragraph 84.
Brother Boze, paragraph
83. Brother Boze in them church,
Brother Boze,
where the church. They had that great church here for so long. And the Lord was blessing. Then the people got to a place that they wanted to polish up like the rest of them and wanted to throw into it into an organization. And when they did that,
vanhu vakatanga kuburitsa vachiita kuti ive sangano vakabva vadaro.
Those humble Christians in there did not want that.
Asi makristu akazvininipisa imomo muchechi iyoyo vanga vasingazvidi.
All their life they had been taught against it, so they walked away from it.
Upenyu hwava makristu iwaya vanga vadzidziswa kuti musaite sangano. Pavakaona sangano rakuya vakabuda.
Vakabva vabva ndokuenda.
They went away.
And they come to me and said, Brother Branham, sitting right there in the office, the church office, the other day. And he said, one of the leaders, Brother Carlson and them said, what must we do?
Vakauya kwandiri, vachungamirwa na Brother Carlson, vakauya kuofisi kwangu vakati, toti, toita sei.
I said,
ndakamati,
find a man to be the shepherd that has no reputation in all denominations.
Ndakavati tsagai, murume anokwanisa kuva mufudzi asina mukurumbira mumasangano.
Vakuudzwa maqualifications emunhu wokusarudza.
They are now being given the qualifications of a pastor whom they must.
That's just a real good, genuine, sweet, humble brother that lives the life.
Anongova murume hama yakazvininipisa ine hunhu hunotapira inorarama upenyu hwevhangeri.
God will take care of the rest, see?
Mwari ndo vanozogadzirisa zvinogadziriswa kumberi.
Who is find a man?
Ari kunzi tagai murume ndeani?
That church which left denomination that was polishing up into the world.
Church iyi
He happens to be speaking to the people who had come from that church.
Brother Branham, barikutaura kuvanhu vakanga vabuda kana kuti vatiza church yakuita sangano.
And some try to use this to say, ask the leaders, we are supposed to choose a person for the church. No, say.
Pane vamwe vanhu vanozomira voda kutarisa apa. What is
if you did it once and God allowed it, you don't continue in a wrong thing, you don't continue in an error because you once did it and God blessed it. No, you don't do
that.
But these are the qualifications that this church must know. You want a shepherd from among you. It's you to find that man from among you. Who is like what? Real good, genuine, sweet, humble brother that lives the life.
Ane unu unotapira, akanaka, anorarama upenyu wefo.
Kana mchitona mata, namatilai mando ya kadai.
If you are praying.
Nukundo ma qualifications, hariku bagum profita about the pastor that you must have.
If you are praying, pray for such a character who qualifies with these qualifications originating from your prophet.
Aha. Ndikatino. Ndairehwa ndini ndichakuunzirai wandodaini.
If you say it's me, then I'll
ndairehwa tisuna brother Makwinya. Tichakuunzirai watinodai isu.
We'll give you a man after our own heart.
Takuitai mafuza akasingagoni kusarudzaika.
Then we will
asina mwe amuchene wacho.
We will remedy you.
Unoziva ma qualifications okuti anofana kutungamirira chechino ndoupi.
The Holy Ghost who determines the qualifications of a man.
Tabvisa mwe amuchene.
We will have chased away the Holy Spirit.
So we are Eva pamberi pa Adam. Ouno.
Bring Eva before Adam.
Zvazoipa Adam akati ishe.
When it went wrong.
Ndimi makandipa handina kuita chocho.
Adam found fault with God. And he said, you are the one who gave me this wife.
And God could not exonerate himself.
Mwari, vakata zvakuzvipurisa panyaya yacho.
It doesn't mean Adam was right. No. It doesn't mean then he was exonerated because the wife was just given to him. No. But God, by keeping quiet, he was acknowledging what Adam was saying was true. It was not wrong. Because he was just given one and nobody else.
Mwari chayo chayo, vakato gamchira zvakataurwa naAdam, kunzi ndakupa mumwe chete hauna sarudzi.
All right. Wanditi sarudzi tora mudzimai kana kuti tozokutsvagira mumwe kana wamuramba uyu.
Take this one. We will find another one.
Ndinofana kutonyengetedzeka nokuzvinyengetedza ini kuti nditiona runako paari. Otherwise I may be going to settle for a worse devil than this one. Nokuti handimuzivi wacho achatevera.
I must convince myself for me to settle on this one because at least she is the devil I know.
Yes. A devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Wauno ziva ari nani? Panaus ari kuuya osikazivi.
And who has qualified me to choose for you a wife or a husband? God always creates space for his children so that they fulfill his will.
Mwari nguva dzese vanogadzirira vana vavo nzvimbo yekuti ivo vana vaMwari ava vazadzise kuda kwaMwari wacho.
Amen. Let's go on. He says, it isn't what I say, it's what the church says. See.
I think I put in not our out to be. I think I put the church yet to be.
Can the Kawane moon church yet already?
If I bring a man, is the church spoken? No.
Church is not told.
The church is silent.
Didn't I any moon?
I have brought a man.
Don't you? Chindu, there would be no will not see.
And I tell you, I ask you, what do you say about this man?
Ndokurepa mudzimai ikoko.
that spiritual riches.
Don't do that.
Musadaro.
Let these children of God say it themselves. Just any person of the church here, just one vote, it isn't what I say, it's what the church says. Kana zvichinzi says ngavatauri.
Inyaya kuti munhu mumwe chete, chechi yese, mumwe nemumwe, azvaanotaura, kwete zvinotaurwa nemunhu wani.
What the church says in the body. You like that?
Zvinotaurwa nechechi yese, ndozvatinoda here.
Oh, I think that's just scriptural.
Izvozvo ndomagwaro.
Ndadzokera kusuper sense. That's the way it should be.
That's in super sense. Ndomafambiro azvofanwa kuita.
Ndadaringa ndikaisira panzira. So we go on. Right. Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
0928.
Amen.
Paragraph 186. And this church is sovereign.
Church ino yakazvimirira.
There ain't no board of trustees or deacons going to tell you what to do.
Vanokudzai zvokuita.
Mandinzwa zvandavereka.
Do you hear what I've read?
There ain't no board of trustees or deacons going to tell you what to do.
Hapana boka remadhikoni kana matrustees vanokudzai zvokuita.
This church in a whole vote tells you what to do.
Chechino mutimiro chayo ndoinokudzai zvokuita.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If there is a decision,
kana pane sarudzo,
kana pane sarudzo inofanira kuti itwe,
kana pane sarudzo inofanira kuti itwe,
church ngaitaure iyo zvainoda.
Let the church speak for themselves.
If you don't like your pastor and there is two or three people get some against the pastor, they can't raise up. If they are deacons, trustees, they just.
Kana musingadi mufudzi wenyu. Or
what officer they are here, they just got one vote.
That's all.
Amen. If he is assistant pastor, he's just got one vote.
Kanara assistant pastor and a vote one.
He's just like the lay member sits back there. Elder,
is he an elder?
One vote.
And a vote.
The officer of office
is he an officer of one vote. Office? One vote.
The pastor, here.
Is he the pastor?
One vote. One vote. He is just like the lay member says, better. The whole vote of the church settles the matter.
Vote ye church you say. Do you know Peter?
And that's right.
Repeat.
That's right. No deacon board put a pastor out, or no pastor put a deacon board out. The church does that in a general vote of the whole thing.
Apana deacon board rinokurisa pastor. Apana pastor anokurisa deacon board. Asi kuti church yese ndo inodaro.
That's the space of the church.
No space ye church.
Isn't that fair enough a way to run the church? Where everyone, whether small, even small in your own sight, God says you have a space. You have a voice to say what you want in this church because you are part of it. However, at the beginning, that's the placing of deacons. He says at the beginning of the revival that if God willing, I want to hold here in this tabernacle as soon as I get some rest. Then we will ordain these deacons by laying on hands. Deacons and treasurer in this church, he's talking about ordination. But first they must be appointed and see how they like it and how the congregation likes it. Then if it's all right on both sides, then we make them men ordain deacons just like trustees are elected the same way.
He says
it's the sovereignty and the law of the church by the word of God. Therefore that they just can't say that I think this man would be a right man.
Apana munhu anokwanisa kutaura ndofunga kuti uyu anoitawo.
They can't say that. Nobody can say that.
Apana mnano pumira utaura
ishozo. Tinofunga kuti uyu ndiye anoita.
We think this one
anyway,
is able.
Anyway, mochichuza.
Now you can choose.
Because haukoni kupresenta munhu waunenge uchiti handofunga uyu haiti ndosakata muunza kwamuri.
Because you cannot present a man whom you have got, whom you think
Muna
is unable.
Kuti anoita, pamwe anotoita.
You may you think
you know that pamwe anenge achitoita.
Maybe you will be able. He's able.
But is that scriptural? No,
sir.
He has robbed the church of their vote. They have a voice. They must speak. Let the church say it. Let the church say it.
Church in
They just can't say that. I think this man would be a right man. That isn't. Brother Neville thinks this man would be a right man. Or the trustee board thinks this man would be a right man. It has to be by the church. Kuti zvinzi tofunga kuti ndiye ari right uyu. Zvinofanira kuitwa ne church.
For you
it has to be by the church.
Church ndo inofanira kutaura kudaro.
Rabvai nemafungiro angu kugatoma.
I'm coming from Kadoma with my own perception.
Ndabikirwa sadza namai mabhuku ndaguta.
After Sister Mabhuku has really made
a difference. Tuya ndoti makwinya ava nemagirazi ava hamuonewo kuti vanoita here.
In his stature, he is qualified.
Ndini.
That's me.
It's kunzi tinofunga kuti ndiye anoita. It's not to be done by anyone. It's to be done by the church.
To perceive and say we believe this
because
man is
that's
able.
Apostolic.
It has to be
that's what it, that's how it was did in the Bible.
No mighty was right from Bible.
It has to be by the church.
Zvino vana kuitwa nechurch.
No one does anything within himself here. It's the vote of the church. It's the sovereign church.
Hapana munhu anoita zanondega. Zvinofanira kunge zviri nechechi.
Correct. Praise be to God. The key to the door. Paragraph 8. You all voted 100% on it, so we have held right to that. See, the church is sovereign. What the church says, that's what.
Makavhotera mese zvakazara, saka zvinenge zvavhoterwa nechechi, ndozvinoitwa.
Ndinongofunga pandakavhoterwa nechechi.
I just think when the church voted for me,
100%.
Yanga iri 100%.
Ndakazvidawo.
I loved it.
Kwete kuti ikasaita 100% zviri wrong.
Not that when it is not 100%, then it's
right
out. No.
The trustee is just each one a vote.
Kunyange ma trustees, mumwe nemumwe ane vote one.
The pastor is just one vote.
Mufudzane vote one.
It's the church.
Church
the church in whole speaks.
Church. Sezvairi muchimiro chayo inotaura.
Ndiyo inotaura.
They have got the mandate to
regaivo chechi itaure. Nokuti yakanzi nashe apa itaure nepataverenga nepataverenga futi nepataverenga zve.
Give the church the space to speak, for they are mandated by God to speak as we have gone through the court.
Vanhu vakuru munashe, vanhu vakuru panyama, vanhu vakuru pamweya, vane mweya mutsvene. Regai vataure vega.
Ndokuti mangwana kana vachizochema vanoti ha. Let them speak on their own.
Indomene haichemedzi.
So that they will know if there is trouble down the road, they will not point blame to anyone.
Kokana iwo kaya nemunhu wako. Mangwana tozochema nani?
If you bring your own men,
newe.
We will find fault with you.
Dai vasiri brother ningi. Dai vasiri sister ningi. Dai vakatiunzira izvi.
If this brother
haachanzi ama akatunzira izvi.
They brought this.
Kati fambe si church.
Let's move as a church. Sokora
mwari.
As the
in love and in oneness, united.
Tifambe muhumwe takabatana.
Giving one another the space that we deserve.
Tichipanana nzvimbo
yakakodzera. God has already created for us.
Yatakapuwa namwari.
Sitatsorai varipo here.
Sister Torai, are you here?
Are you? Ah, muzo timbira ndinomuziva.
Amen. May you sing ndinomuziva.
Ndapedza.
When I'm done.
Sorry, Muranda Wash. Kungokumbira kuti muchiita take over. Tirangoti vandimbira hawo ndomuziva.
As I hand over, may you.
Mangwa ndombobatikana.
I really become.
Ndinomuziva.
As I Shimbwa. Emotional as I listen to
Sister
Sorai. When Sister Sorai is singing.
Muno.
Yeah.
Ah, pakaburuka upo wakandi dena.
There came a presence which really struck me.
Takanzwa hallelujah akaitwa imumu. Nemwe hama yangu yandino damuno
mwe. A certain
Ende upo hanyo wao waiba.
They said hallelujah. I loved that.
This is anakis.
I said this is good.
Amen. The trustee is just one vote. The pastor is just one vote. It's the church.
That's it.
It's the democracy of the church. The sovereignty of the church in all speaks, that's all, and we like that.
Church says, "Zairi, ino taura, izo zondo za truda."
And we like that because we have no bishops and hierarchies or overseers or so forth to tell us this, that, or the other.
Izozo tozviparira nekuti pachechino hatina ma bishopi nevane tonga neshungu nezvakadaro nezvakadaro asi ichechi
vanotonga neshungu. Is the Holy Spirit in the church?
Mweya muchena achishanda muchechi.
Does the speaking?
Ndiye anotaura.
I like that rule.
Ndinofarira izvozvo.
And it's very fine.
Zvakanaka.
How many like the rule and it's very fine?
Vangana vanofarira kutonga kuye kwakanaka.
Hello sir.
Amen.
Let the church speak, let no man speak. Let the church speak and ask, did you all want to wait till we got enough to move the tabernacle away and build a big church?
Church ngaitaure. Chese tinozvifarira here kuti tifambe netabernacle tozovaka imwe church ita.
That was on the trustee board and it could not be settled by the trustees.
Zvanga zviri zvinhu zvaunzwa nematrustees asi havaikwanisa kupedza nyaya yacho vari vega.
And then they asked me as the general overseer to come and ask the church.
Ini sa general overseer vakandikumbira kuti ndive ndibvunze church.
Matrustee angani proposal yavo zvikatochiwa izira church here ikure toipolisha polisha ita chimwe chimiro chiri nani zvikanzi tega hatinga decide. Matrustee.
The trustees just found it.
Ndimi mutungamiriri wedu chinda munotaura kuchecha.
Brother Branham, you are the general overseer. Can you please ask the opinion of the church?
Yes.
So that they vote on this issue.
And then they asked me as the general overseer, you see,
to come and ask the church. Sir general overseer, could ndibvunzewo church?
And we took a vote on it in the church, and it was unanimously voted for. Put the church up right now, and it's just built a bigger church right now, and we have stayed right with that.
Ini ndakaandika kubvunza church, church ikavhotera yese kuti ngativakei church izvozvi tikavaka church yakamira munhu wese ari kufara tiri kufara nazvo.
When you make a decision, you identify with that decision.
Amen. Kana watora sarudza iwewe unomira nesarudza.
If you don't make a decision, you are compelled and you feel forced, coerced, and unjustifiably put into a situation which you are not responsible for.
Zvino, kana usina kutora sarudzo, unomanikidzirwa, osukumidzwa, ogombedzerwa, woiswa pasi pesarudzo yaunenge usina kutora iwewe.
Amen.
Amen.
We move on.
Tukienda mberi.
A total deliverance.
Kudzikinurwa.
He says, frankly myself, when, paragraph 55, frankly myself, when they spoke of a new tabernacle to me, I was against the thought. That's right. I said, we don't need exactly a new tabernacle. I will probably be leaving here pretty soon as the Lord, if it, what he showed me comes to pass. What do we need with a new tabernacle? We haven't got the money.
Ndakatarisana nezvandakatarisa kuti ndingangoenda ishe sekuratidza kwavakandiita tabernacle raita tinoidirei.
And then I come down and felt the feeling of the church.
Asi ndakazouya ndikabvunza manziro echechi.
That the church in the majority seemed to want it.
Ndikanzwa kuti chechi muhuwandu hwavo vaida kuti pave netabernacle.
Kutongovaka building chete kwete kuvaka mweya. Mweya iri more important than building.
This issue, this vote,
asinda katonovunza chechi kuti tovaka here vakati ngati vakeshuwa izvozvi.
And the prophet came and asked the church as the general overseer, and the church said, let's build.
Then what did I do? I sacrificed my own thoughts and threw it in with the church. Sure, let's do it. If that's the way we cast lots, that's the way it was in the Bible time, the way the church voted.
Inini ndakakanda pfungwa yangu pasi, ndikatsigirana nechurch, ndikatikana zvirizvo zvavakaita mubhaibheri, pavaikanda mijenya, inini ndototsigira zvirikudiwa nechurch.
Yapua voice rayo church.
This
is our prophet demonstrating to us how to move forward in unity, in love, and the right way which will keep the Spirit of God among us. Let the church speak.
Ndionzira yakapuwa nechene nomuprofita kuti chete ikwanise kufamba pamwe chete iri murudo ichichengeta mweya waMwari uri pakati payo.
The sovereignty, the groups of the people, they come together in unity, there is strength.
Uku ndokuzvimiririra kweboka revanhu vanenge vaungana pamwe chete mukubatana muhumwe mune simba.
So therefore I said, certainly if that's the way the church wants, if that's what God is wanting, he's got more authority to vote among us, the whole group of people, than he has to me.
Ndakati inini kana zvirizvo zvirikudiwa nechechi, kana zvirizvo zvirikudiwa naMwari, Mwari vavhota vari mukati mevanhu vavo, saka izvozvo vaMwari vane simba kupfuura ini ndoga
muchechi, kupfuura ini ndiri one.
Amen.
Zvikanzi kana zvirizvo Mwari zvaanoda, zvirizvo zvinodikwa nechechi.
If that's the will of God, which happens to be the
because
will of the church,
that's what the vote of the church was.
That's what was reflected by the vote of the church.
Because I have no vision to say that it shouldn't be, so we throw in with the church and move with the church.
Nokuti zvinezvi handina chiratidzo chandaona chokuti zvinofanira kudai o, saka ndinovhota pamwe chete nechechi.
Correct. Ndosaka muchifamba, Brother Makwinyi, nemadhimoni tungamirira church.
As you leave the church,
ask them to speak ava vana. Iya madzenyi.
Bunzai.
Vabvunze vana. Maabuda mufundisi here? Hongu kwete.
Do you now need a pastor?
Romobuda?
Yes or no?
Ah, no mapepa nyorai.
If you now need a pastor, here are the.
Vamwana kuti zvino voto vanokusumudza maoko shuwa ngavasumudze. Vasumudzisei?
If you say okay, they you vote by uplifting of hands.
Kana vachitaura nokusumudza maoko ngavasumudze.
If they speak by lifting their hands, let them raise their hands.
Uona kuti pakanzi bench vaura.
And you see where it is written.
Ega, vamwana kuti zvezvipepa zviri papi?
Some will say, where is it?
Zvinonzi kunosumudzwa maoko.
We
want sumudza here, pakanzi Daniel mabhuku. Hapana chakanyorwa. Asi handiti mati zvinovhotwa nokusumudza maoko.
You raise your hand.
Uchaziva sei kuti uyu wasumudzira chii?
How do you know that this one is raising and there is a name on a name tag on that?
Tuma logistics twevanhu vanenge vaida kungoita zvinhu zvina musoro.
These are the shenanigans of people who want to do their will.
Pane zvinovhoteka nemaoko. Pane zvinovhoteki nemaoko.
There are certain things which you can vote by raising of hands and others which you can't.
Ndosaka kwaya nemaprayer cards. Hapana verse nemaprayer cards.
He brought in prayer cards. There is no verse on that one.
Ma logistics zvokungoti pave neorder chete.
Those are orderly logistics.
Satovera. Uret. Kana ukati, uret, shuwa zvinhu, we must have every detail.
Everything. Unautopinda.
Good. Tinowirira newe.
We agree with you.
Tinoda kuti tutadze the verse inotiudza kuti
nhasi. Yes, we agree with you.
Nhasi is what, 22?
On the 22nd. Wait, the
May. April. 2018.
May 22.
Brother, mufanga makapfeka suit ye grey, ne boots ze black, ne tie ye blue, ne shirt ye white.
Where is that? Where do you get that?
Ah, kuti tingadaro here hama.
Yes. We got that detail.
Handiti tofanira kuti zvese every detail.
You are demanding.
Tapedza kutaura nyaya iyo kuti vanhu vanofanira kuvhota kusumudza mako. Fine.
When we are done, that issue of raising up of.
Tiratidzei kuti brother vanofanira kusumudza roko vakagara apa. Avasidza vakagara apa. Avo brother vakagara apa. Kuti tigoziva kuti shuwa tazadzisa shoko zvese
zvakarehwa.
You begin to see what would be behind that person's intentions.
Unozotanga kuona chasunda mweya uri kusunda munhu iye.
Amen. Let the church speak.
Church ngaitaure.
Kana mukati anu pfuurai nepana hedhikoni muchizevezera kuti ningi.
Maybe somebody will propose, can you pass through the hedhikoni and say,
achipulota. Kwanditi yanzi ngaitaure kachechi. Saka itai nzira yekuti chechi iyo itaure.
Can you give the church a way to speak?
Let them speak.
Chechi ngaitaure.
May God help us.
Maratibatsire.
Ndiri kuuniversity.
When I was at the university.
One of our lecturers, he was
an elderly man, very shrewd and wise. He would say, sometimes you give a contribution in the class.
Contribution in class.
He looks at you. If you have spoken something which is not sensible, he would say, okay.
And so, all right.
I expect you when you are at university.
Not to argue
like a tribesman.
Yes.
Say something that is.
If you do say something,
he would still say, okay, you have said most. Did you take a survey? Why did you say most without statistics to support that?
Can you quantify
from the air?
Can you quantify justify your argument? No. Don't just speak like a tribesman.
If you took statistics, fine. Let's get the figures. What are the figures? And God is specific in His church. He says if you are voting, if 20 go against 21, the 20 joins the 21. Specificity.
May God help us. Let me close. Let me finish.
He says, by the way, while I am speaking, somebody around this country somewhere is guilty of writing some cards to move Brother Neville out of this pulpit. You are going to have to settle that with me. Uh-huh. That's right. Yes, indeed. Now I want you to say something about the deacon board. The deacon board has not one thing to do with that pastor. No, sir. The congregation in full has all the authority.
Congregation. Muzaro wayo ndo ine simba.
Rose.
All the authority. Simba rose, sorry.
Cheromuri madikon.
Even though you are trustee.
Cheromuri matrejara.
Even though you are trustee.
Cheromuri ma elder.
Even though you are elder.
Cheromuri ma minister.
Even though you are minister.
You each one has one vote.
Ane vote imwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe you love me as your brother. Amen.
Amen.
The deacon board has not one thing to do with that pastor. No, sir. The congregation in full has all the authority. A deacon board is just the policeman here in this church, just to keep order and so forth. But when it comes to rules, the whole church has to say so.
Deacon board, basararo ndere kuwa mapurisa mu church. Atikana taku tarisa mitemo. Church yose, ndo inoreva, sa inotawe.
Ndiyo inoreva, regai church ireve.
Let the church speak.
But when it comes to rules, the whole church has to say so. This church is built upon the sovereignty of the local church.
Cheti yose, kana tafutarisa mutemo, ndo inoreva, ngati tarisei, cheti ino yaka vakwa, kuti yaka mira, yaka shumiri.
Therefore, I have nothing to say in moving this pastor or putting one in.
Inini andile iche kuita, kuti bisai pastor uyu, muise uyu.
Muporovita webi wanga asina simbaracho.
The prophet.
Ngati ise uyu. Ini andiko nikuso wana simbari no pura romporovita.
The prophet did not have the authority and power to bring a candidate. You and me, likewise.
None of us has that authority. Including our head deacon here. Sorry, Brother
Magui.
He doesn't have the authority either. Pakachi wa nomporovita.
Where the prophet dreaded, how can I walk there on?
Haisha. God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid, that's
character.
This is a big and underlined no.
Capitalized and underlined and made bold.
Amen.
Amen.
God help us.
But when it comes to rules, the churches themselves, this church is built upon the sovereignty of the local church. Therefore, I have nothing to say in moving this church. This pastor or putting one in. I own the property, it's given to the church. You all are the church. You people are the one who control.
I thought you were going to say amen.
Mondi nyarere pa ndofunga kuti muchati amen.
When I give you a rosebud.
Right. He says, you all are the church.
Even the church.
He says, you people are the one who control. You are the church yourself.
Imi pachenyu ndimi church imi vanhu.
And the church.
Church.
The Holy Church of God is the sovereignty. Is the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit in that church. Kana tichiti, tiri sovereign. We are a sovereign church. Tiri kureva kuti.
When we declare our sovereignty, we are the custodians of our sovereignty.
And the church, the Holy Church of God is the sovereignty.
Zino church, inowa church itwene ya mwari, ndo utongo uzere. You want that to be explained.
That's the only way no deacon board can do it. The deacon board only keeps order and things in the church. The trustees, they have nothing to do with it, only repair the church, and they can't do it until there is. Only repair the church and they can't do it unless there is the whole trustee board meets and says, we'll build this or we'll do this. Then they have to ask the treasurer if they got the money to do it. Yes, sir.
Vanongo chengete the building. Iwo kanapani zoda kuitwa. Vano bunda treasurer. Irenge riboka pacharo.
Paragraph 281. I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 2.
Hebrews chapter 2.
Part 2. Chapter 7, part 2. It says,
chapter 7, part 2.
I skip paragraph 280.
Paragraph
280. But it's about
and then a vote
is taken.
Point one vote.
Paragraph 281.
281.
Therefore, no one person is not doing this. It's the majority of the people.
Sagana
is
also. Apana munhu mumwe chete aninzira yekuti zvinhu zvifambe ega.
Yes, sir. If
vanhu muwando wavo.
Yes, sir. If 20 votes for him, dikono yanzi ari kuita zvisirizvo kana kuti ari kufamba mafambira asiriwo.
If there are 20 deacon,
20 votes for him,
for this deacon who is misbehaving,
and 20 votes against him, he goes.
Poita mavhoti 21 anopesana naye anitenga atobva.
He goes.
Anobva abuda.
Or vice versa.
Kana kuti zvichipesana.
Vanhu vakawanda vakata 21 vati ngaachisiya office yeudikoni nokuti wadai zvataurwa zvacho zvaanga achikanganisa.
If 21 people say, okay, because of this case that you
chero dai 20 vanga vachishungurisa kuti dai aramba achienderera mberi ndofunga hama dzinoya dzonzwisisa dai vanga vanyatsonzwisisa vangadi varamba vachienderera mberi brother zvikanzi kana 21 vati aiwa ngavazorore votozorora.
Difference
of one vote, that's how important your vote as a person.
Is important in the
church. What a space we have in the church of God. May God
help
us. That is, it's the sovereignty of the local church, and then each one of the members has a say so in the church.
Church imwe ane one vote.
Anything goes on wrong, then they come right around, and the only thing they have to do is to before God that they are, to be before God that they absolutely see that nothing hinders the moving of the church.
Kana vani wia, vani kumaifana kuita zinu nendire kuti, vani wana kuti hapana chinu chino zivisa kufamba kwe church.
Varikunzi munga wawacho nando wawondiva nani?
Who are these people who are obligated?
Asi mfundis.
It's not the pastor.
Asi matrastis.
It's not the trustee.
The whole church. It's our responsibility individually to see that nothing hinders the moving of this church. And then if you did, then the sin is rebuked openly. That is wrong. They say, congregation, do you want to change your pastor? And if the congregation votes, forgive him and let him go on yet, that's the way it is. See, that isn't that fair enough the way to run a church. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. We have no bishops and overseers and boards. Maybe this board or that board
of
deacons, trustees, and so forth moves this one in and got a lot of authority. I think the authority yoyo munane simba kana kuti body rine simba rokuti vakauya vakati
all powerful God.
Now
God.
This one.
It's an all-powerful God. But when they bring a man,
what do you say?
What good is?
So then we don't have that kind of a scenario.
And Akina Mamiragadaro.
We have no bishops and overseers and boards and so forth. Move this one in and go to a lot of authority.
Akina Mamiro Tagadaro.
There is nobody got authority here but the Holy Ghost. And where is the Holy Ghost? He says, that's right. He does the moving. And we take him as the majority of the people, the way the people go.
We are the majority of the people. What the majority says, that's
todai
what we want. We
want this.
When the majority speaks,
authority.
Where does the authority?
That's the hierarchy and boards and overseers and bishops with a lot of authorities. Kwete izozo.
An authority to present a man, it will only come when you've got hierarchy of boards and boards and boards.
And then if one side wants to do this and the other side wants to do that and the side wins.
The losing
side, what do they do about it? Join right in with the rest of them then and say, we were wrong then. We will go right on because the Holy Ghost has made that choice. See? Amen. Mwari wakanaka.
God is good.
Last quotation.
Koti yekupedzisira.
I feel a little bit ashamed, but I think it's proper that we get to see our spaces that God has created for each one of us.
Nyaya iri kukosha ndeyekuti ngationei.
Now, if there is anything wrong in the church that you ever know of, some individual or some person or anything, you are duty bound and will answer before God if you don't clear that thing out, you, the church. Now remember, it's not on my shoulders. It's on yours. And anything wrong in the church, God will make you answer for it. That's right. That's the way he runs his church. That's the way it is in the Bible. That's the order of the Bible. That's the sovereignty of the local church. My apology saints. Sister Sorai. As I hand over to
Sister Sorai, Brahma Finn.